Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. We're here on Blog Talk Radio, and tonight we're having 3 hours and nothing but angel readings, tarot card readings, and we'll even throw a couple of past readings if you want to do some past lives. We'll do that too, so give a call in here at 646-721-9031. Also, after this show, I got a show on at midnight called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight, where we just all sit around the table, basically, while the mics are open. It's open mic night, where everybody can talk. We bring a couple, like two or three psychics, and you come in and get readings and that kind of stuff. But you can also voice your intuition, too, if you feel like someone who's getting a reading, if you feel like you have information to give them, too. Everybody has the freedom to express themselves. We also have topics we talk about, like, you know, how we want to shoot lawyers and that kind of stuff. So whatever kind of topic that you want to bring to the table, please do so. That's what we call it, roundtable. Midnight. So we also do we also do free readings too. So we kind of cover it all one time. So give us a call on that too. And right now, also, as I do on every show, we're talking about the HemiSync CDs, where they're good meditational CDs. And right now, we're really focusing a lot on starting the meditational habit. So if you want to try that out, go to www.hemi. That's HEMI-Sync.com. They have samples and anything you want to know on there, because I'm not sure if you can actually get MP3 player downloads on that one yet. But I do know they have samplers on there that you can actually sample your music before you buy them. I've actually got 4 or 5 of the CDs myself, so therefore, I think they're really cool. They actually have helped me a lot with meditations, focusing, and balance as well. So that's why I recommend those as well, to try it out. Go to that site, www.hemi-sync.com. HemiSync. If you're not, it's like, picture this. You pull up to a car where a guy who has playing this nice, sweet music, and the guy goes, "Is that a Hemi?" And he goes, "Yeah, sweet." Okay. So going on with the rest of the show, we're trying to do some commercials of our own, okay? That's my little commercial for you to buy HemiSync CDs, because it's one of those things that I guarantee CDs in your life, you will have for your life. So on that note, we'll sit there and go over the situation right now. I've got this I have a couple of funds that I have here called Donation to the Going to Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund, and Support My Show Fund. Right now is a really good, important thing we're doing right now. It was more focusing on Support My Show Fund because we really have a lot of things going on where I'll put it this way. Right now, if you donate $99 to the show, you'll get 11 60-minute sessions. If you donate $50 to the show, you will get 60-minute sessions. If you donate $40 to the show, you'll get 4 60-minute sessions. And for a $12 donation or more, you will receive a $5 card, angel card reading. And for some reason, okay, it's supposed to say angel, but it doesn't say angel, so I'm sorry. For some reason, I didn't write angel down there, but it is an angel card reading. So what we're saying is right now, we're going to be down for like three or four days next week because we need the funds. And we've had a lot of things going on. In the process of getting injured in an accident I was into, I couldn't work for almost a week. So I did my show, but there was other things I couldn't do besides that. And it was actually, I took a couple of days off, too, because I had to rest up. I've never had a freaking concussion and a broken nose, which the idea of the broken nose is really getting me crazy because it's right there where the sinuses are, so it's giving me problems and that kind of thing. I want to sneeze all the time. I'm hoping that's part of the healing process. So I'm just saying, guys, if you give us a hand here, it'd be great. Like I always say, give love where love is given. And I don't know where that came from. I feel like that was just given to me to pass on to say, well, that's what we're doing here. You know, when we do readings and stuff, it's really a compassionate thing to sit here and do this for 3 hours because I want to make sure everybody gets the answers. And I understand some of you guys are just not financially capable of doing that. So, you know, well, I want to keep this show going on. I like the idea. Barbara's here. I'm here. So, you know, go to Psychic Source or Circle of Stars or, you know, places like that. You don't get to take advantage of both of us at the same time. That didn't sound right, did it? So, well, yeah. Let me rephrase that. You don't get to take advantage of two psychics in one show. And, well, you do, but I'm just saying our format here, we like to have a lot of fun and that kind of thing, and I can't stand to be serious. So if you have any good jokes in the chat room, please tell us, okay? Love to hear your jokes. We'll bring them to the air. And for each person that we use your joke on the air, I will give you a 15-minute reading, okay? I think it was kind of cool. And actually, I was on someone else's show the other day, Faulkner's. It's a tarot reading show in the mornings. They were giving out free T-shirts. Which I didn't get a free T-shirt. I just thought about that. I got on the air and talked with her, but I don't remember her saying I would get a free T-shirt. Never got a call. I got to call that lady. I want my T-shirt. So, welcome, Earthbound Angel and the Hopeless East 66. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It didn't say hopeless. It says hope. Sorry. Hope East 66. I'm sorry. What grows between your nose and chin? Well, I don't know. What grows between your nose and your chin? Is this a Johnny Carson split here? Oh, she says two lips. Okay. You're not getting a reading for that.
You said that if they put a joke in and you put it on the air, they got a reading.
Oh, so what you're saying, I didn't specify it was good or bad. Okay, no problem.
Because there's nothing wrong with that joke. That's kind of
okay.
Funny.
I didn't say there was.
Cute, funny joke.
Well, if you're going to call in and we're telling jokes, I have a tendency to tell jokes all the time. You guys want to hear a good joke? Here's my ex-wife's phone number. there you go. This is the biggest joke I know. But that's my opinion, of course. So, come on, guys. If you all want to call in and get a reading right now, the number is 646-721-9031. And we're sitting here patiently waiting for people to pop in the door so we can actually do some readings and that kind of thing. So, until we do, if anybody has any more jokes. And Hope East, it was a clean kitty joke. I know. And Drew Carey used to use those a lot on his show. I actually seen that too. Drew Carey said that he started doing comedy, and what he did was he would go find joke books and read them and then kind of emphasize on the jokes. It says, why did the chef get arrested? I don't know. Why did the chef get arrested? And we're patiently waiting for the answer. And it hasn't come along yet. Maybe it's a long answer and she has to type it out. He beat an egg. He beat an egg. Okay. Sorry. That was a... There's people laughing at that one. I can see it right now. So, guys, tonight is free angel reading. We're here for 3 hours doing readings, guys, so let's get the ball rolling. And let's get some people calling in who want to get some readings. The number here is 646-721-9031. And like I said, guys, we got this donation to the support to show, support the fund. Yeah, we'll say it one more time. Support my show fund, where you get, for a donation of $99, you get 11 60-minute sessions. For $50, you get 6 60-minute sessions. And then for $40, you get 4 60-minute sessions. And also, for donations of $12 or more, you also, those big people will still receive a five card angel reading. So, you know, with light and love, we're just asking for some support right now to get some bills paid, so therefore you can help us out. It'd be great. Because of an accident I had to take some time off, so I wasn't able to get that revenue. I have no idea what revenue is, but revenue. Trying to get that revenue in. So if you can help us out, it'd be great, fantastic. And believe me, I just look at the situation of getting 11 sessions from somebody for $99. It's something I would be contemplating what I do with them. You know, I'll get three relationship sessions. I'll get 2 life coach sessions. I'll get three readings. Oh, my grandmother wants to get a reading. I'll give her one of those. I mean, these things at Christmas time would be great, wouldn't they? You just give out readings for Christmas. I thought it sounded pretty good, pretty cool, didn't you, Barbara?
Can they take that long to take advantage of the sessions?
Yeah, they can take as long as they want. As long as you, I mean, once you buy 11-minute sessions, 11-minute sessions, okay, let me rephrase that. 11 60-minute sessions, you go into my special book of people who have 11 sessions they buy, and then as you use them, I mark them off. So it doesn't matter when you use them. You could have a reading once a month for 11 months. And if you call me up, you call me up during the show, and you want to get 12 for $99, I can do that. Be no problem. I'm just saying, guys, get bold. Get bold and beautiful. And come to the freaking table and say, okay, here's my offer. I don't have $99. How about this? Or how about that? You know, just make a deal. Whatever you guys want to put, whatever you want to put on the table. I am pretty much open-minded to right now because it's one of those things of, you know, a small fee of, we're trying to hit it. My goal right now to actually give myself some breathing room is $426, which that would get us in the black where we could actually get some breathing room. Because I just feel like there's a lot of things coming in right now. They just haven't. And that's the whole thing. They haven't. They're coming. They're here. But it's today. So we're doing the whole thing. So I guess we should pull out the books and do a topic, guys, since you all want to sit there and go, I'm not sure if I want to call and get a reading or not. Until you guys get that little confidence up and say, okay, what the heck, you know, let's do it. We're going to sit here and talk about some things, that kind of thing. And we've actually covered this a couple of times on our show, but we were going over some stuff that was really cool. And like the Super Beings book. Now, the Super Beings are books basically, what they're covering is the ideal of understanding this. When we see the movie Superman, is this an emphasis on fantasy, or is this really emphasis on potential of what you can be? And when you sit there and look at the situation, the progression, it's one of those things you look at and you want to smack around a little bit, because the potential is really there. There is no impossibilities. Everything's possible. So when you sit there and think about those situations, what would you rather be? Just a person who walks to the subway, or a person who flies to work? Not in the sense of flying with your car. I'm saying, you know, we could actually have those kind of potentials of going through there, because you have these things on TV. We have Smallville, progression of a man who goes from a boy who progression of discovering gifts that he had, and then how to coexist every day with those gifts when everybody else hasn't evolved just quite to that level. And if you sit here and look at the situation, I guess the reason I'm drawn to those kind of movies is because of those kind of movies I can identify with, because of what I've been through myself, where there are certain things that I do that other people, I feel like they have the capability of doing those things, but they don't. So it's a curiosity why they don't do it, but also at the same time, why do people look at me as not being normal when I look at the situation in a reverse way of saying I'm more normal than they are, because I actually use all my gifts and everything I was born with, and they have a tendency to not because they're scared of it. So how come I'm classified as being abnormal when they're normal? That's kind of confusing in itself. Does that make you wonder too, Barbara, when you sit and look at situations like that, of what is normal? I mean, it is perception.
I've given up the whole idea of normal.
Okay. There you go. Another perception. So we do have a caller on the line, so let's see what's up and bring him to the show. And let's get this free reading Friday on the show, because right now, and also tomorrow, it's going to be free reading Saturday for 3 hours, guys. So jump in there and take advantage of the situation of getting the idea. I'm trying to get some other people coming tomorrow, too, so we can see what's happening, see what's going to go down. Let's bring on 315. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Welcome. Thank you. How are you doing, Journeyman and Barbara?
Hey, we're doing good. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic.
So what do you got on your mind?
Well, I got a lot on my mind. I don't know if you want me to tell you everything on my mind, but I got a lot on my mind.
Hey,
I'm
you
always
know.
Thinking.
It doesn't matter, 3 hour show. So I always say it's one of those situations of free enterprise and free expression. So let's go with the free expression this time. And I've been having some fun here. So especially on my midnight show, man, we've actually had some really, really busy shows. We had one show one night. I mean, there was over 24 people in the queue. There was 24 people in the freaking chat room. Everybody was talking and having a good time. We were having paranormal events going on.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see me my chat, 24 people in my chat room. Just have a discussion, just sit, chat, and talk over the line. I mean, that is just awesome. That's amazing. You know, people just tune in to talk to one another and share hearts and minds and ideas.
Yeah, we've had some awesome shows, man. I mean, having a mic open and some of the people, and it gets to a point where people just spontaneously respond when they have someone getting a reading, and we had people responding with how they felt about, you know, giving a little bit of common sense, or they're just intuitive and that kind of stuff. It was really nice. Excuse me.
All right.
Did you have any questions?
Well, I don't know either one of y'all, if y'all can, I want to know something about me. I don't know if it's a bad or good, but I want to hear what my angel is saying to me. What's my angel saying to y'all about me?
So, Barbara, does for some reason I get a good connection here with Archangel Gabriel. Would you have a message for Jerome?
Let's see what they want to say.
If I'm moving fast.
We want you to know that you don't need to try so hard. Life is not a competition, and the winner is not the one who has tried the hardest. You have seen for yourself that there are many people who work very, very hard, still have very, very little. And so we say to you, don't try so hard. Relax and allow yourself to flow with what you feel is the correct thing to do, the correct thing to say, the correct way to be. And that way, your life truly can be one where you are being guided by your own spiritual connection. And then you can have it all, because there are no limits except for the ones that you have created.
In what form does it mean? I don't think I try hard enough.
You don't think you try hard enough?
No, like anything I do, I don't think I'll be trying hard enough to do the complete assignments or to do my shows of that and to connect. I don't think I work hard enough to complete assignments and stuff.
I guess they want you to not put the importance on the things that are around you in the world, and to spend more time going within yourself and connecting with your guidance, so the things you do are actually the best things you could do. Does that make sense?
I try to connect, do a lot into the world more than spend time to myself and into my guidance from my angel. I do myself doing a lot in the world, and then doing stuff what my spirit leads me to do. I don't see that.
Well, just remember that the things you do in the world are not actually going to make you happy. They're not actually going to achieve the things that you want to desire, because the answers are actually inside of you. And if you look for them out there, you're never going to find them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It can drive you crazy, but you know, it's one of those things. So with the situation at hand, I wouldn't disagree with anything that she just said. I look at the situation of being more of a, just kind of like relax, go with the flow, take a deep breath, and then see what you can actually accomplish by see how much more fun you can put into it.
And I heard you said do you have the name of the angel who I should be talking to? What's his name?
The one I got was Archangel Gabriel.
Okay.
It's like, having a voice. I just feel like that was the one I picked up the most. Making sure I have a voice, making sure I'm getting through to everybody.
And you should also connect with your own higher self, your soul, whatever name you want to give it. Because then you are going to learn to love that inner part of you, as well as your physical body. And it's when you come from that love for your higher self, your soul, your Christ consciousness, whatever name you want to use, but when you come from that love and you have that love for that part of yourself, then you can look at the world around you and go, interesting, and not get wrapped up in it. Because then you know that there's really nothing to worry about because everything really is fine.
Wow. Okay. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yes. So, how's everything else going for you, Jerome?
Okay.
Like I said, I mean, my biggest thing with Archangel Gabriel, I saw the communication, and then I also get Archangel Uriel, too. So it's like you said, we connect with it's actually connecting with everyone and everything. I understand the ideal of wanting to have something to start with.
Like, I want, like, something basic, like, something really to start off. I don't want to think, because I already have my name, organization I work with, that I've been working with, and I don't want to get too outward. I want to try to take it slow and really hear from my angels and make sure I'm doing it the right way and legit way.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand. It's definitely one of those things you want to really focus on, but the idea of looking at things and doing things the right way or the wrong way, it's the idea of wiping that from your mind is let yourself be guided where you need to go.
Hey.
What's that?
Hey. All right. Yeah. I'm on Blog Talk Radio right now.
How's it going,
Gentlemen, what are your numbers, Johnny Man?
My number is 646-721-9031.
646-721-9031. 9031. All right. See? I ran into a group of people. I saw them on Blog Talk Radio, and they went dialed in.
It's all right. Okay. No, we got some jokes on the. I this lady named what? Okay. What do they call it? I'm trying to get this out here. A lady said that she. What do they call a one-legged waitress? Eileen.
No, she wanted to know where does the one-legged waitress work.
Oh, okay, I thought it was an Eileen.
Eileen came in off the side.
Okay. So this says Eileen works at IHOP, so I was just wondering.
I know, but the answer to the joke was IHOP.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Wow.
That she's just telling jokes for the heck of it. She doesn't need a reading. Well, if you came to mind, let me know, so we can still do it for you. Does she work as a car hop?
Well, that would make sense to me.
Yeah, she works at Sonic, so she hops part of car.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So she works at the car hop at the Sonic next door. Oh, we had another question too. We had a question in the chat room where a lady was asking. Okay, where did I see that at? She's been. Somebody was asking about developments in her future regarding her employment. Oops, I confused everybody. The blue is great. Oh my goodness, it's like this place. What was that? Oh, Skating Angel. And Skating Angel was looking for some insights on employment. Too bad they can't call in. It'd be a whole lot easier in some sense, Thor, because some of these we got callers. Okay, we're gonna take some calls here, guys. Okay. We'll take. I think this is a Skype call. And hello, this is area code 11111. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. I'm sorry, we don't have any. It's either an unknown caller or a Skype caller. And the area code is just all those ones across the scale.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
I'm doing fine, and I'm sorry. I can't place it right now. I have a headache. Oh, what's your name?
This is Shannon.
Shannon. Sounds familiar. Huh, okay. So how are you?
I'm fine. I have a question.
Okay. What's your question?
I want to know if you're actually going to meet me now that I'm in Ohio.
Am I actually going to meet you since you're in Ohio?
Yeah.
Well, I think that answer to that question would be up to you, wouldn't it? Since you come to Ohio, you have, you know, the ideal. If you're asking me if I'm open to meeting you, I guess the answer would be yes.
How serious are you about a committed relationship?
I'm always serious about committed relationships. So, you're calling. So,
yeah.
I mean, just saying, with the situation in hand, do you want to ask Barbara any questions about the situation? Since you're focusing on that.
Yes, actually, I do. I am actually curious about how the show is going to go Monday that I'm a co-host on.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Barbara, what do you think?
Well, the message that I get is that it's really up to you. If you go into it with the intention of having a wonderful show that is going to fulfill all of whatever it is you've decided it's going to fulfill, then that's what's going to happen. If you go into it worrying about, oh my gosh, is this going to work? Are people going to call? What if this happens? What if that happens? Then, of course, you're creating a failure. So it's up to you what it is you want to create.
Okay. Are there any other messages from the angels tonight?
They want you to know that your life really is your creation. And it's not that you need to find someone else or have someone else in your life in order for you to be happy or fulfilled or any of that other stuff. Everything that you need, you already have. And it's a question of whether or not you are going to allow yourself to tap into what is already there, or if you're just going to keep looking out in the world for the answers in your life.
Okay.
What was that noise? So, Shannon, since you're on the show right now, where are you? I mean, can you tell us? I mean, well, you don't have to tell all of us. You don't want to, but I guess my curiosity kind of struck up and said, okay, you're in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So in the process of actually getting to see you, when could that happen?
Next weekend.
Next weekend?
Yes, I am booked solid right now with school. I only have a couple things left to do with school, and then I'm done with that, and then I have a whole week off.
Okay, but we have to wait until next weekend?
No, maybe sooner. You should call me.
Okay, I'll call you. Why not? Since you already called me, I guess I can do the liberty of calling you, too.
Okay, I have some great insights for you, by the way.
You have some great insights.
Mm-hmm.
Pertaining to what? I'm kind of curious now.
Pertaining to business. I had a wonderful vision that came to me and wanted to share that with you.
Okay. I always like good visions about business opportunities. I can really expand on the business I'm trying to create here, which I think I've already done that, but just trying to emphasize on more working with people to actually get it out there to everybody else too.
It will help with your donations, and it will also help with your in promoting more of you and what you do.
Yeah, for some reason people keep telling me the same thing over. I need to promote me more instead of saying the business, because I am the business. But, you know, gosh, what is it with the situation of focusing and emphasizing more on myself? I don't know. I'm really good at telling everybody else the same thing, so got to work on that. Work in progress. That's probably why you see the caution tape around me. So...
Well, there's lots of green and pink and yellow around you.
Green, pink, and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really emphasizing on the colors themselves, huh?
Yes, I am.
So, okay, you said three colors. When you mentioned those colors, what do they mean?
What do they mean?
Well, you got pink and yellow. What is yellow?
Yellow is the purity and the Christ conscience. The loving light, Mother, Father, God.
Mm-hmm.
Pink is the essence of love and peace within your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And green is for prosperity and abundance.
Mm-hmm. Let's throw some green in there for healing too as well.
You're already healed.
Oh, am I?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Well, it's good to know. I thought I still had to work on some things there because my nose is still cracked. Well, that was a strange experience, Barbara. You know that? And Shannon? To sit there and actually touch my freaking nose and realize I can actually feel the crack of my freaking nose. I'm sitting there going, that's different. I don't think your sinuses were ever meant to be exposed, but... If I touch myself, well, let me rephrase that. When I touch my nose, I can feel the crack on my nose. And if you push too hard on even the slightest little nudge, you can push and it separates. In the process, I go into this thing I want to sneeze all the time. So if anybody out there would think twice about getting on machinery that tells you not to, and your intuition saying don't get on the machinery, listen to yourself, because that's what I should have done in this situation.
You just needed to focus and pay attention more.
Well, you know something, Shannon, since I met you, and every time I think about you, I have these accidents. I hate to say that, but I haven't had accidents in years. And it was like I chased back the two times I had accidents in this situation. The first one, I missed the rack and dropped a bunch of weight on me. And I was focusing and thinking about you and the situation we were going through. And then this last time, I will say the idea of the accident I had, a smash in my face into the floor, that was me just not listening to my intuition.
Well, I'm curious, actually. What does your intuition say?
It says a lot of things. Pertaining to what? My intuition says you should come down here Monday or Tuesday. That's what it says.
Possibly Tuesday.
Possibly
Tuesday. We'll shoot for Tuesday. Monday's booked up.
I'm just saying, Shannon. Well, you should tell your boyfriend to forget that whole thing. You got to come down here.
You're funny. I don't have a boyfriend.
Okay. I was just sitting there going over the whole thing myself, going, really? In your mind, I don't believe that's actually true. Excuse me.
Well, I have one, but there's a situation. It's just meeting the middle of the mind, that's all.
Oh, so it's, what is it, like interpretation?
Viewing things in different perspectives and understanding each other.
Yes?
Yeah.
I guess we could use the word persistent, huh?
pretty much.
Yeah, when it comes to Shannon, we're talking about persistence because you're persistent. Let's put it that way. I don't like any more details here.
My grandfather always said, be persistent in what you believe in, and persistence pays off.
Persistence pays off. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes. If you would call me, I would like to share with you the vision. I would rather talk to you about it in private than on air, if that's okay with you.
That's fine.
You have a wonderful show that you I have to attend to, and there are many other callers who are looking for your advice to be pointed in the right direction. So I don't want to take up anybody else's time.
Yes, you're right. There's tons of callers coming in right now. But yeah, all I can say to you is it'll probably be after 2 o'clock because I have two shows, this one and the midnight show. They're back to back, so I'm gonna be on the air for 5 hours, and I guess that's what 12 to 2. Yeah, I'll be until 2. But if you're okay with that, I'll call you after that.
Absolutely, I'll be up with college work.
Okay, I'll call you after 2.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. We'll talk to you later. All right. So, Barbara, what do you think about that?
I'll have to tell you.
Well, please do. But is this like a private consultation?
Yes, this would be more private.
Okay. Well, let's go and take. We have another caller here too. Let's take 315, and as we're talking to her, we're all going to focus on nothing but having a big, popular, full queue, full chat room day night. And I'm thinking to myself, if it goes the way it's been going, I think people are just going to show up at midnight, and we'll have a great show for midnight. We always have great shows, man. It's just the idea of winding these things up. I mean, it's like one of those things. In the first hour here, we always have a kind of iffy back and forth kind of thing. So,
mm-hmm.
And every Friday, it seems like every other Friday we got a back and forth kind of thing. Where one Friday is huge, and then the other Friday is kind of like we're here and it's really good, and a lot of things come out of the whole thing. We're just hoping that the messages that come through are getting through to everybody else. That's my biggest concern. So, and one thing I've been focusing on too, Barbara, a lot too, and maybe that's the emphasis here too, that the idea of having a full queue is not the big thing here. It's the idea of quality, you know, giving quality readings to people, not quantity. Because, you know, when you focus on quantity, you're putting yourself in that that mode of like the assembly line, and we're not here. We're not assembly lines. We're not machines. You know, we're compassionate and caring people, and I definitely want to make sure the message is getting through to the people that are with. That's why it takes so long. Area code 315, you're on the air. 807.
807, right?
Do I know who
this
is? Yes,
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, I just have a quick question because, you know, I'm a spiritual man, and, you know, a lot of times, sometimes I get like, you know, being a young preacher, I get like a lot of negativity because I'm young. A lot of negativity from the older preachers. What do I do about that?
The one thing I would sit there and do is the idea when we sit there talking about working with angels and guides and that kind of stuff is the emphasis there is to focus on yourself. Not you know, I'm not saying focus yourself in a selfish way. I'm saying listen to the messages that come through and that kind of stuff and do what you know you need to do. You know, as you go through life, you know you're going to find people that have a tendency to have opinions that don't fit with our own, and some of them have the tendency to be really pushy, and they can bring some stress into your life. But when I learned a long time ago, I've been in situations where people have come off really heated to prove a point. And the one thing I do in that case is have my faith in God, and well, I think God, Jesus, and the angels, that I'm always protected. So therefore, those people can do whatever they want to, but nothing can hurt me. And I keep doing it. I say that to myself a lot. That, you know, it puts things in perspective for me. Because when I lived in Colorado, we had a church right behind us. And those people were constantly pushing and pushing and pushing. And I had a lady come to my shop one day who just looked at my table and said, "Why do you have a Bible on your table?" And I just kind of like looked at her very calmly and said, for two reasons. First reason is it's my Bible. And the second reason is when I do relationship counseling, about 98% of the advice I give comes from that Bible. And she was, and what happened was she was very quiet because she didn't see most people when they come to me and they talk to me and ask me questions like that. I'm very passionate about my beliefs, okay? And that's what comes across. And people just kind of like stand back and they go, they came in for a fight, but I don't fight. I just tell you how I feel. And I guess for some reason the passion that I have comes through, and people have a tendency to see that. And if they don't see that, then I just feel like they're the ones that need the work anyway. They need to focus. Yeah, always focus on themselves. So, but I do know one thing: when you sit there and you do that, you're reflecting what you're trying to say anyway. You know,
yep.
you're saying I love, and in the process of doing just that, that's what you're doing to that person. Because I don't attack anybody. I just tell what I believe. I'm sorry.
So it's best to be quiet, don't say nothing at all, just let God handle it.
Exactly, because, you know, like I have a card in my deck. It's Archangel Michael, and Archangel Michael says, remember who you are. You're a loving child of God. You're very powerful, you know, so therefore be that loving person. Go out into the world and spread the word, which is just, if you just did one thing and loved everybody unconditionally, you do just that.
Okay. Wow. I got what I wanted from the Lord today. I got to call the show more often.
Thank you.
I have a little something to add to that. They want you to remember that the work that you are doing because it is what your heart calls for you to do. And the people that you are ministering to are the ones who are ready to receive the information that you are giving. The people who are not ready to receive are always going to have something negative to say because it's not what they want to hear. But that is never your concern. You are there to do what you are to do for those who are there to listen. And the opinions of everybody else in the whole world means absolutely nothing because you are following your heart. Ooh.
I thought y'all had a good time at church tonight. Y'all need to call. I need to sue. Hey. Lord, have mercy. Well, y'all, I don't stop something up in here. Y'all hit the midnight too. I might be on here with you. Hallelujah. That just helped my heart right there. Glory to God. Thank you.
Yeah, join us on the midnight show. Because the midnight show is open. The midnight show is open mic night. So everybody's mic's open. So everybody can express themselves freely. So that's why I like doing that kind of show at midnight, because it seems like there's a lot of people up wanting to express themselves, so that give them the forum.
Hey, I thank God, because sometimes my pastor was talking about it today, how we let things stress us so much. We let things go, you know? And I'm like, wow, okay. And God just confirmed what he said.
Okay.
God just confirmed it.
Hey, you know, it's one of those things. A long time ago, I kind of caught up in the whole thing where you try to please everybody, and that's not service.
Yeah.
So that can actually really give you some ulcers. So it's best to just come here. And that's what I told everybody. I said, the one thing I do believe in, that we're all here to give service. So therefore, choose your service, do it well, and in the process of giving your service, give it in a loving way, and that will actually have more effect on people than anything else.
Yes, sir. I tell you, I really enjoy that because, you know, sometimes when being the youngest one, you know, you get like a lot of people saying, but you know, I did learn one thing is to keep my mouth shut. I don't argue with them, but I do like just say show compassion and keep on, you know, just say whatever, you know. And like that girl said, when you preach it, they don't like the truth anyway, so you got to keep on doing it. Can't give up, though.
No, you
can't.
I do. If you have a notion where you feel like giving up, give us a call.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I totally enjoyed that today. I needed that right there. I'm happy now. Yes, I'm glad about it.
Well, you're welcome. And, So I guess.
And I will call it again. I tell you, I will call your show more often. Have a
well, thank
day.
You. You too. Thank you.
All right.
Bye bye now. Well, that's kind of okay. So, well, what we're going to do here is just the first hour. I'm going to take a small break and we'll be right back. I need some fluids and that kind of thing. And so we'll sit here and we're going to listen to some, and actually the songs that you actually hear when you come on the show. The first show is a Journey song. It's an instrumental Journey song back from, I think it was like the 70s. I'm not really sure what year it was, but I know it's in the 70s. And then we're listening to, actually, it's a new Foreigner album that came out last year called An Angel. I Need an Angel Tonight. So I thought that was kind of a cool thing. We talk with angels and that kind of thing. So I thought it was pretty fitting. So I'm going to bring another song on here for you that's called, I think it's What's on My Mind. So this is actually, this is Kansas. Who's going to be singing a song, What's on My Mind, which is basically what we talk about a lot here, too, voicing what's on our mind. And the more we actually do, the more we sit here and focus, and I always say the more you speak your mind, the more you do as justice to your throat chakra and keep it clear. So on that note, here's some Kansas, and this is called What's on My Mind.
Better now that I'm looking back and seeing it all.
I think it did. Hey guys, one more song for the go. We'll be right back. Hello? Oh, shoot. Hey, guys, how's it going? That music does not play long enough, does it? We've lost track of again, trying to get some water going on, that kind of thing. Anyway, with the situation, we have some things going on here, so let's get to the lines. Like I said, this is Free Angel Reading Friday. My co-host Barbara is here, Barbara Reynolds. So, Barbara, you there?
Yeah.
Kind of drive me crazy. Anyway, now we got a thing going on right now with donations. So if you donate to the show, we appreciate every dollar you can send us. Okay? So we're trying to get out of the valley and get back on top of the mountain. That's where I like being on top of the mountain. So if you can help me out to get to the mountain, which is actually Colorado. Okay, sorry. Kind of got caught in the moment for a minute. Anyway, this guy, we got some callers on the line, so let's go to the callers and see what's up, see what's going down. Area code 405, how are you today? Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hello, my name is T.
Okay, T. Boy, you sound happy. So, do you have a couple questions for us? Also, say hi to Barbara.
Hello, Barbara.
Hi, T.
I don't have a couple. Well, I just kind of probably have one, maybe two. But I just want to know if you see any kids with me anytime soon, and will I be able, do you see a job for me coming pretty soon?
Okay, so the first question was, do I see any kids?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, I see a couple coming through UPS. But I'm just saying with the situation, sometimes when you ask the questions, they kind of hit me the wrong way going, okay. Usually they ask the questions about boyfriends before they start asking questions about kids. I'm just saying, I feel like there's some things going on in your life with relationships too. So you should look at that too.
Okay.
But you already have kids, don't you?
No. I have a dog.
Well, there's certainly something around you that you treat like a kid. Pamper.
My dog.
Okay. I get the impression that you're going to have to, but I would say, I almost get the impression that you'll get the kids, but I'm getting probably in the next year. Because I got 18 months. Do you want
9 months and 18 months?
Mm-hmm. I almost get the impression that you'll have two, and then when you have the first, the second will be right behind that one.
So like twins?
No, I just see close births. Where you'll have one, and then your boyfriend or husband, I get husband, would be wanting to, play tennis.
Oh, okay.
In the process of playing tennis, one of the balls get over the net, and another child will come after that. Because I get a boy and a girl right after that. Not like twins. Not like twins where you have a birth and then a birth, you know. No, this is like what I see is a 9 month birth, you know, and then after that child is born, then you conceive another, which is 9 months later. So they're like back to back, almost like in a sense they could be like paternal twins, but not really twins, just very close.
Okay.
And I get the impression they'll be very close too emotionally as well with each other.
Okay.
And then we were talking about employment.
Mm-hmm.
Are you working right now?
Because
the reason I asked the question is if you must be really thinking about it. And you must really have your mind set on something that you want to do. Because the energy was going back and forth. There was a lot of energy with that where I felt like you was doing something, working.
No, I'm trying to find something really quick, as soon as I can.
Okay, well, the one thing I get on this situation was intentions. You got to focus your intentions on what that is. You just can't throw it out the universe and go, I'll take anything I want. That kind of that's why it came to me when you said it. I want anything I want. And they're like, well, you're not asking for what you really want. You're just kind of like that statement. That's all you say. So they're saying, focus on your intentions. What do you want? Don't let the ideal of money be in first. Okay, like you're sitting there going, focusing on money. You're not focusing on job. You're focusing on I need money. And you're looking,
yeah,
just jump in there and do the whole thing, and get that thing back and get a quick return. And it just keeps saying that you could get a job very quickly, but you need to sit there and focus your intentions on exactly what that is, because it says the one thing that really solve your financial problems is focusing on what you really love to do and what you really want to do with your life, which doesn't start after you get a job and get money coming in. It starts before, and that's how you get things rolling again.
Okay.
I get 2 weeks. I know you still want an answer, so I'm like, I get 2 weeks. But I feel like if you follow, seriously, listen to your own angels and guides, and that we always have to use the word guides. We need to do a show on guides. What are guides? They are there to guide you in the right direction. Listen to the guidance, because it comes to you all the time. It's focusing on you. I mean, if you're driving down the road and you miss the street you've been looking for, and you get that really weird feeling in your gut says, turn around. Okay. Then when you turn around, you find out, yes, I did miss it. It's right there. You were just listening to your angels at that moment. Okay? That's your guidance kicking in. So it's the idea of paying attention to that every day, on every situation, on every little thing that you do. Even if you're in the grocery store trying to figure out, okay, where are the freaking cans of tuna? All of a sudden you get this intuitional thing that says, it's on the next aisle, and you go over there, and there it is. See, they're talking to you even on the small scale. So why not ask them for the big stuff, too?
Okay.
Because I feel like you're a very spiritual person, that you do listen on certain things, but they're saying that you should listen all the time.
Okay.
And right now I'm kind of chuckling, because I feel like Barbara's sitting there going, all of our readings reflect something about ourselves, and she's probably saying the same thing about this one pertaining to me. So... So I'm just saying, you go out there, because like I said before, I feel like you really sit down, focus, and set your intentions on what you really want to do. You can have it in 2 weeks. Because I got 2 weeks, because I felt like, because it came right back to me and said, she really wants an answer. I said, okay, I gave her an answer. They go, well, answer the question about how long. Just give her kind of a guideline. 2 weeks is what we see. So 2 weeks is what they see. It's not really a long time. It's just the ideal, quit being so scared and fearful of all the things you're going to lose, and focus on all the things you're going to gain in the process of going out there and and
yeah.
Showing the world just exactly what you're worth. Oh, I swear. I love these kind of readings. Is that you, Barbara?
Mm-hmm.
So, T.
And there's a little more to it. And they want you to start loving yourself. They say that you don't really recognize your own value and worth. You keep looking outside of yourself for other people to tell you you're wonderful, you're worth it, oh, we love you, all of that, and you are not looking within you. You don't really love who you are. You don't love the essence of you, the Christ self within you. And once you love that part of you, then you begin to trust that part of you, and you say, okay, if I'm supposed to get a job, bring it on. And then you let it go. You don't worry about it at all, because you know it is being taken care of. And that's really the way they want each and every one of us to be. So that then we can have all of the abundance and the happiness and whatever it is we desire. We can have it then because we recognize our own value. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And they say, then you will actually be happy, and people will be able to hear the smile in your voice. We don't hear any smiling right now.
That's too bad because I'm smiling. I got a really good reflection there. So, T, what do you want to tell us?
Well, it is. Yeah, I have been kind of stressed because I have 2 months to pay for school, and so I don't want to get kicked out because it's like my last year and I graduate in February, so I guess that's what my mind really has been on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that's why my main focus is, like, right now.
No, I understand, because, I mean, right now with the stuff we got going on this show here, I got to come up with all the money to keep all this equipment to keep this show going, so I'm trying to... There's days, I would say there's minutes I stress and there's other minutes I don't. It's like a minute by minute kind of thing, and try to let it go and try to shake it loose and go, okay, I know I can do what I got to do. Okay, and then today I was freaking out going, oh my gosh, I got to pay everything today. And then I called him and talked to him, and now I have until next week, Wednesday. So, you know, it was one of those things of thinking and focusing and going, okay, here I was kind of freaking out. My stomach was like flipping, flopping when I was in the process of calling these people, right? And then I called them, and then as soon as I got the answer and the word, I realized it was just me overreacting. Okay? So, you know, it's like relax. When I get that feeling and all of a sudden it goes down, I'm sitting there going, well, what happened was I was overreacting in the first place because I didn't have all the facts. As soon as I sit there and started thinking about the whole thing, I didn't need all the facts. I just needed to relax and kind of put it down and start focusing on the situation again and started realizing that somebody had given me a reading and said the same thing, that I'll have the money when I need it. What it was saying at that moment when I called this morning was, the reason I didn't have the money this morning because it wasn't when I really needed it. I still had time. So I sit and did the whole thing. And the process, I've actually acquired a couple other opportunities. I'm working for a couple of companies right now that hasn't come through, but they did come. The opportunities are there. So therefore, we're starting to relax a little bit and start to look at the situation. Okay, if we get into a situation where we can't do a couple of shows for a couple of days, I know that there's stuff coming in that where it might be one of those things of looking at everything as why it's there and why it's happening. It's because, like, I didn't do a show yesterday, but I needed the rest. And I really haven't been taking the time for myself either to rest and that kind of stuff. I have the gym I work out of, but I only work at the gym one time a week. And I need to reevaluate that too, and start doing what I really want to do, instead of freaking out because all the things I think I need to do.
Yeah.
So it's like, look at yourself right now and say, okay, you're stressing, but see, at this moment in time, you don't need any money or anything right this minute. So why are you stressing out this minute when you should be taking that time to relax? That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
And you realize that the more time you spend worrying about what you don't have, the more you are creating what you don't have in your life. You're never going to get money by worrying about money. It never happens. Never has, never will. So, let go.
I understand that one too, T, because, see, I know that for a fact too, and I usually live that. So there are times we can get knocked off the path. But then also take the same opportunities to knock you back on the path. That's another word for smack yourself. Okay, wake up. You're a fantastic person, so therefore you have no lack of limitations. You have everything. Don't be surprised you wake up and find out that, and I know this for a fact too, because I've had things drop in my lap all the time, but I also realized that the times that things did drop in my lap, I was just living it. I wasn't really worried about anything else. And actually, I was in anticipation of waiting for it to happen. And then it did. So we're trying to get back there. I should say, stop trying. We should just go back. But you can do it, right?
Yeah.
Such enthusiasm, T.
Have you had a very stressful day?
I think so.
I think if you're sitting there saying I think so, that seems like it's a lot of stress because you can't remember. So So
take a bubble bath.
Yeah. Either take a bubble bath or a salt bath or some kind of relaxation, because I know I take baths from time to time and just sit there and lie in the water and just kind of like, when you're in the water, you can't hear anything. It's like the world just kind of phased out for a minute. That's a good meditation, just to sit there. Just don't put too much water in there because you could drown yourself, but you know. I'm pretty sure you got that covered, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's what I do. If I don't have salts or anything to take a bath with, I just fill the tub up with some nice warm water and just lay there for about a half hour. I mean, I might look like a freaking, what do you call those things? Raisin.
Prune.
Looks like a raisin or a prune when I get out of there, but I feel a whole lot better. It's like a simple meditation of just sitting there and just breathing in and breathing out. And not really, and one thing I tell everybody too, when you do that, do forget the world. Because at that moment, who needs the world there anyway? That's why I love walking. Walking is not crowded. And walking meditations are really good too. So whatever works for you, try, you know, find what works for you. Do that, focus on that. But, you know, like today I sit there and focus on a couple of things where I just sit there and sit at my desk and say, angels, you know, we're sitting here talking and have a conversation of these are the things I would like to do. And then they will say, well, if this is what you like to do, then take it one step further and say, I do have those. And I do. Now I'm actually a lot closer than I was before with having the money for the show. So it's just waiting. They're just like, there are opportunities that are coming through. Maybe they'll be coming through a whole lot quicker if I just relax. There you go. Okay. Alrighty?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And you please call us back and tell us how things are going? Because I really feel like you're going to have something going on for you in an employment, a job, or something in 2 weeks, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we get to take a deep breath and go, okay, I feel great. And run down the stairs like 4 or 5 times.
Okay, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah, have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, let's go on to our next caller. Area code. God, how come I can't see?
404, isn't it?
Huh?
404?
There you go. Thank you. Area code 404. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. How are you guys tonight?
How are we tonight? You know, you have to call my manager. I have no idea.
This is a good night.
Yeah, it's a good night. It's always a good night because I sit there and called you guys all here. So now you guys have shown up. Let's all talk about it. I also want to hold on for 1 second. I want to see if this might be somebody I know, okay? I'm not you. I'm not talking. What is your name? I'm sorry. What is your name?
Tamika.
Tamika?
Yes.
Tamika. Let's all say it again. Tamika. So 603. Do I know you?
Yes, Donnie. Yes, you do.
Amy's here. Cool.
Yes.
Amy, Barbara, say hi to each other.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Amy.
I like having
Amy.
Hi, Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. Yeah, hi, Tamika. Tamika, if you ever have a car battery that's like dead or something, Amy can charge it for you.
Oh, really?
I swear to you, I just love that story when she told me the first time. I thought it was awesome, and to sit there, I wish I would have been doing spiritual work when I was younger too, where I could actually sit there and do the energy work and. Because there was many times that I actually left my keys in the car, locked my keys in the door. I mean, I locked my keys in the car and left the lights on. So they would have really come in handy, I'm telling you. And I would always find people would give me a jump, but I had to have my own cables. I'm like, I don't believe in cables. And they're like, why is that? Well, I didn't want to go. See, I was thinking about it, you know. I didn't want to focus on my battery dying, so I don't have jumper cables. So, Tamika, you have a couple questions for us?
Yes. My first question is, I want to know what's it looking like in my love life.
You don't know? Oh, that's why you came here, right?
Yeah. Because I want to know.
Well, one thing I would tell you, to me, because you really have to work on that intuitional thing, which you do have, and it's very strong, but you don't listen to.
Oh my God, I do try to.
See, she tried. So take a big old pencil, take that pencil in your imagination, and erase try out of your vocabulary. Okay.
Right.
And stop trying and say, okay, what do I feel with this guy? And if you get this urge that you want to run, that's a rush. You want to run?
I have. Believe me. I have.
Okay.
But,
now you're talking about your love life right now. So do you have a name?
No, I'm not in love with anybody.
Well, right, how come there's somebody lingering with you?
There's a lot of losers lingering, but
there's three in particular that I see three particular, as you call them, losers who are staring at you, and they kind of look at you because you're nice to them. I think they're misreading that whole thing, because you're pretty compassionate with everybody. You don't like seeing anybody in the streets. And people take advantage of that. But you have to look at the situation of having a heart like you do, having that kind of light, that you're going to attract those kind of people because they're looking for the light. All right.
I want to say something about what you had mentioned earlier about following my intuition.
Uh-huh.
I did that with a recent friend of mine.
Right.
You know, I was getting a feeling like something was wrong, and
mm-hmm.
I had an opportunity presented itself for me to do some investigating, and that's what I did. You know, it was
mm-hmm.
probably a bit, you know, sneaky how I went about it, but I did. You know, I was kind of on point, but I didn't, you know, get all the
mm-hmm.
information that I needed, but I still let him go because of what I saw.
Okay. It's just one of those things, I always say take it one step further. Those missing pieces were always there. It's just the idea, why didn't you see them? Like you said before, you made the right decision to do what you did, but I'm just saying there was more reflections going on. But sometimes in situations, it's why we always attract another person behind that person, who people say, he's not as bad as the last person, but then we have to straighten him up and go, yeah, but he's still bad.
Right.
Just because he's not as bad as the last one, that's because you really didn't take the full lesson in with the last one, so another one can present itself to finish up the learning lesson. So it's like, what is your choice? And that's what the angels say to you right now, is that some of these learning lessons that you're going through, you don't need to do that. You already know that. So it's like, let it go, and open
mm-hmm.
yourself up to the possibilities and try to put it in perspective and go, okay, this is look at the situation and go, okay, everything is in the past, right? So it no longer exists. So why should it have any effect on what's going on right now, which you still kind of sneak in from time to time? So it's like, let that go. You'll be fine. You know,
mm-hmm.
some people think they have to hang on to all those bad things so they won't happen again, not realizing by hanging on to them, you're just creating the environment for them to happen again. And that's why you get the one, comes, you have a guy, a bad guy, and then another guy, and another guy, and you're just going, how come I keep attracting all these deadbeats? And you sit there, look at this. Well, it's like, look at yourself. And I'm not saying that you're a deadbeat. But I'm saying you have to look at yourself, because you are the one that's attracting these people. So it's not always a bad reflection. It could be a reflection that people want real love,
right,
which you do have to offer. But what you need to understand is you don't have to give it to everybody out there, as in the sense that you want to give it out to. You're just looking for one person to do so. But it's the ideal of opening your mouth up and telling everybody, this is how I am. I care about you. I love everybody. But I probably won't see you tomorrow because I have no intentions to. This is not a mean thing. This is just saying, we crossed paths. I helped you because I always do. But the idea of you coming back and hoping there's more to it, see, it's using the word, you came back. If we were supposed to be together, then we'd be going together forward.
Right.
But you're not. So you got to look at the situation and go, okay. But sometimes you think it's a mean thing to say things to people like that, which is the truth. You know, I've always told people before, when I was in Colorado, that, you know, a particular friend said that when you tell the truth and it hurts people's feelings, you're being rude. And I just say, well, sit back because I'm fixing to be rude again.
Right.
Because the truth is the truth. And when people say the truth will set you free, because when people lie, they got to keep track of all that good stuff.
Right.
Double track, and it's a constant work. But see, when you tell the truth, you don't have that in your head of saying, okay, do I have to remember that? No, you don't. You're just expressing yourself, and you're usually when you tell. This is why I look at it. The reason it has all those things in the Bible is because when you tell the truth, you're showing people how you really love them and care about them by being totally honest with them. When you lie to people, in a sense, you're saying I don't like you. And if you look at the Bible, it says you love your neighbors, you love yourself. Okay. In the process of telling a lie, what you're telling everybody is I don't like me, so I don't like you either.
All right.
Okay, so always be honest. And if you're not being honest, take a look at yourself and ask yourself, why can't I be? How come I can't love myself at this moment? What is the problem here? You have to go with inside yourself and ask that question all the time, because that's where the answers are. So I feel like a relationship with you is bouncing right down the pike right now to you. It's just that you have to sit there and let go of all the stuff that you're dragging behind you in order to be able to receive it. You can't receive it because your hands are full with everything else. So let it go.
Right.
And you'll be okay. I guarantee it. So I'm going to ask the panel, what do you guys think? Amy, do you have anything with this situation? Because you got some energy going on tonight.
Yeah. I was going to say the main thing that I heard was that to open up to the possibilities, like you said. Also kind of seeing, now I don't know if this is in the past or to come, but a dark-complected man with a goatee and short, dark hair. He's kind of scowly, though, so I don't know if that would be someone in the past that maybe is, like, you have an attachment still to, or...
A goatee and short, dark hair. Possibly.
I don't know. I get the impression he has the goatee and the beard and goatee, but I feel like he also has a tendency to let himself go, but he cleans up nicely. That's what came to me. So.
Oh, okay. I think I don't know who you guys are talking about.
Okay.
What about this young man?
He's got kind of a scowl on his face.
So what are you saying?
I want to say this is more like a past attachment.
Okay.
I get it's a lingering attachment. And usually when you have lingering attachments, it's something about the situation that you fully haven't let go of yet. So it might not be him per se. It might be the ideal of just the attachment from you to him. That's why I would look at more than anything else than him. Because I don't feel like him and you should be together in no sense of the word. It's almost I'm just saying, even the ideal you guys' path crossing before, I felt like it was just another... You know, another Red Cross moment, you know.
So, right, I don't know if this is just something that needs to be let go of. It's more the impression that I get.
Yes, guys, if you hear some noises, that's not me rolling down the stairs. It's actually shuffling my cards. I've been thinking about getting a nice little pad put on my desk when I shuffle the cards. I think it might make a difference.
But that's all I have.
Okay. Barbara?
I get two things. One is that you really should work with Archangel Michael and have him cut those cords, because those attachments to those relationships that really are over, they're done. There's nothing more for you to do with these people. You don't need them. And once you cut those cords, there's this really cute guy who's got a huge smile on his face, who's ready to come into your life, and he's actually going to help you to develop your intuitive side even more than you have now. But he can't get there as long as you've got all these cords attached with all these other people that you really don't need anymore, like you're surrounded by all of this garbage. So ask Archangel Michael to come and cut all of those cords that are not love, and let them go.
Yeah, make sure you tap on the one that I always like to emphasize with everybody, because I have a lot of people with the cords, and then they say, well, I'm still drawn to this person. And more likely, it's a sexual connection.
Oh, okay.
So So make sure that cord gets cut more than anything else. Make sure that one is definitely gone too as well, because, you know, it's like looking at the cords, and I see them very clearly. So it's one of those things of making sure that you've cut the cords with everybody, because that's a very strong attachment. And we always tell people, too, you listen to the word, emotional attachments. They came from the ideal those cords do exist. They might exist in spirit, but we know how strong spirit can be, so therefore we need to make proper procedures to cut those suckers down. You know, it's like focusing on working with Archangel Michael, but also get a machete of your own.
Right.
You know, it's like working together, cutting the cords. But one thing you should really do in the situation when you work with Archangel Michael is letting down your resistance and let him do the work. Because really,
okay,
basically, all you need to do is just breathe and let go and let him do the rest.
Okay.
And all the things that you don't have in your life right now, they'll be coming because now you've made room.
Okay.
And they also tell me to stop sleeping in the middle of the bed.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Well, I'm kind of like, my energy, I don't know. I guess I'm going to start moving around, doing something. That's probably, I'd be so bored.
It's just a little procedures you do to make room for the person who's coming in, too. You know, clear a spot out in the closet for his clothes. Make room for him in the bed, which, you know, that's what they said, sleeping in the middle of the bed, because it just gives a tone of saying, okay, I want to be with somebody, but then these other little things reflect that you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like opening up and say, okay, universe, I'm ready to do this, and just start clearing things out. You know,
right,
making room. You're making room for that significant other. But also, I want to tell everybody out there who's listening too, quit saying I'm looking for that significant other, and then you say you want to find your soulmate. That is a contradiction.
Right.
The significant other is a spiritual, the other spiritual side of you. So soulmates, I've always seen as learning lessons, and I see people who think they need to go through these learning lessons, and it's always deterring them from where they should be at. And it's almost like we look at the situation when people talk about self-punishment. I feel like this is what self-punishment's all about. We're putting ourselves through lessons because we feel like we deserve it, when actually it's just self-punishment we need to let go of. So let's look at the situation and go, okay, do you really feel like you need to punish yourself for all the people you helped? Of course you don't. But you do that. Could we all pray that people here in town in Circleville, these people manifest some freaking mufflers? I'm sorry, man. This town is one of the worst towns I've ever lived in. I would say 9 out of 10 cars need mufflers. And everybody's driving around going, I'm bad. I said, you got a $400 stereo in your car, but your muffler and your bumper's falling off. What kind of signals, what kind of reflection is that sending to everybody? So, I'm just saying, reflections are everywhere, guys, so this is driving me crazy. but seriously, if you do the work on yourself, things can turn around very quickly for you.
And I'll do that. I'm going to start working on it.
And then you need to call us back and tell us all about it. And go ahead. I'm sorry, sweetie.
Oh, I was just saying, I'll call you guys back and let you know what happened.
Yes.
And how good it's going and all that good stuff, right?
Yes, and if you get a chance, you should call me and schedule a past life reading with me, because I think there's some things we need to go over too as well. To help you understand some of the things that you do, because I feel like that's the one thing that comes to me clearly. The angels coming across and saying, there are some past things that you are taking with you, and understanding what you've been dragging with you for the last 200 years would probably make a big difference for you. But when it comes to past life readings and progressions, that we really need a privacy for that one, okay?
Okay.
Just call me.
How do I get in contact?
Just call me at 740.
740.
Okay, you ready? 740-601.
Uh-huh.
9835. Or go to my website. You got this? My website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com.
That's psychic slash
www.
Psychic.
Uh-huh.
Dash.
Uh-huh.
Journeyman.
Uh-huh.
Dot Yolasite. Dot com.
Okay. And could you give me that number once more?
Sure. 740.
Uh-huh.
601 9835.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Got it. Yep.
All right. Give me a call and we'll talk about it and work out everything out with the price and that kind of stuff then, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great, fantastic night. Thank you for calling us.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Let's see. I'm sorry, guys. I just lost my mind. I went back to Polish land. So how you doing, Amy? How are you tonight?
I'm fine.
You sure you're fine?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I've seen your picture. You are fine. Okay. So I'm not trying to embarrass you or nothing, but you got some beautiful hair, okay?
Thanks.
Seriously, Amy, you're a beautiful person. That was pretty insightful. I love that information you're picking up, because I really didn't pick anybody up with a description. I mean, I saw there was people around her, but when I saw them, I see them different ways. It's almost like watching an Indian dance around a fire, and she was a fire, and they were dancing around her, like they wanted to pounce on her. So I'm just sad. That's why I feel like she needed to see, she's the fire. So see, mm-hmm. they want to pounce on her. But see, she has the power. That's the flame.
Yeah.
Okay, so she has the power. She doesn't even realize how to use it. So send those flames out, you know, and put mm-hmm. some fire in some guy's asses and get him moving down the road. so let's go. And no, I just want to see how you're doing. I haven't talked to you in a while. Things are going pretty good with you, aren't they? You're still in school, right?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be going on for a little while longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you just finished something. You just finished up something with that, didn't you?
No, not yet.
Well, it's coming up pretty soon. I'm just saying a phase of something came through.
Oh, well, I'll be taking my Master Reiki class pretty soon.
Okay. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? Well, okay. No, I was just saying. I didn't mean to embarrass you when I said that, but I was just saying, hey.
Well, that's okay. As far as the whole school thing, that would be about a year before
right.
I complete that degree.
Gotcha. Yeah, those things can be kind of lengthy, but I don't know how it is with everybody else out there, but it seemed like I've had a freaking, it's like a draining day. How about you?
Mm-hmm. It's not been too bad.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday was more draining for me. I found myself, I didn't have to, but I did. I waited in the parking lot for a little while to see someone and found myself falling asleep.
Right.
Like a lizard in the sun.
Well, you should try mine. I was actually working for that Al-Random company I've been working for, where we do video chat readings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Al-Random. Oranum. And .com. So check that out, guys. I'm on there as Psychic Journey. Psychic X Journey. But they call me X Psychic Journeyman on there. I just, when you have a username on there, you can only so long, so I couldn't put man on there. So it's Psychic X Journey. But I was sitting there trying to do my thing in the chat and talk to people. In the process, I fell asleep a couple times. People are like, you know, hello. I woke up and I'm going, oh, there's six people in the chat going, hey.
I went into a trance, right?
Yes. I was focusing on everybody at the same time. Whatever.
Knocked right out.
Heck yeah. Well, you know, I've actually done that with you a couple of times when we was talking on Skype.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going, okay, and you're asking me, are you tired? I'm like, no. Not at all. So that's good. Let's go answer a couple more questions for a couple of people here. Let's go to another area code 907. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, sure about it. You know, everybody seems like they say they're okay, and I feel great. And they're like, really? It's like someone pulled the switch of the lamp and you got turned off.
Okay, means my kids are in one piece, I'm in one piece, and the house hasn't burned down yet.
Well, that's always a plus right there. So what's your name?
Carrie.
Carrie. You know, that could be a scary name after some of the shows we've had. We actually had one night, I think was you on that show, Amy? We had the voice?
No, I wasn't.
Because I know it was me, Amy, and there's a couple other people was on the line, and when we were talking on one of my late shows, we had this voice come in, and every time this girl would talk about her son, we would hear this voice saying, growling underneath the surface, and it was like we had an EP. And that was kind of cool because this entity came into the thing. I immediately went to talk to my angels and ask for protection of the show, everybody in the show and that kind of stuff, because this thing just didn't seem like it was here to help us in any kind of shape or form. So we did a lot of protection. But it was definitely trying to make a presence, and it was like you could almost feel like it was like a bird looking for a weakness in the wall as it was going from each person trying to tap on their fears. And the next thing I know, the chat room was full. The queue was full. I mean, there was people from everywhere. We couldn't keep up with everybody. So I just said, okay, thank you, entity. Thank you for making my show and my stats going up to the ceiling. But, yeah. So, do you have a couple questions for us?
I was just kind of curious. Love kind of stuff going on. I don't even know what to call it.
It's called life.
It's called Someone's Not Communicating With Me, and it's really bothering me. And it's really weird because there was this incident with this lady that I know they know, but I don't know her. And
okay.
When I get physically around her, even without seeing her, I become physically ill, and I don't know what that's about. I this weird nightmare where I think it's kind of a past life thing, but I'm not sure.
Okay. So, we could actually do the rest of the show with her. Not to say you're a hard person to work with, but there's a lot of things going on in your life, because it's like you're talking about this lady that makes you physically sick. That is a person who is basically draining you. That person is... we had this on the show, because it's kind of funny how to talk about the voice we heard that night, because that lady came on, and she had a boyfriend, or I should say an ex, who was basically an alien race called the reptilians, right? And people think that's kind of crazy, but this guy could actually just touch you and make you feel certain ways. And the reason they were so good with women is because they can just touch them and make them have orgasms. So it was like they use all these things to their advantage. But this lady here, it seemed like she's somewhere along the line too as well, because she's very materialistic. And she has this thing about the world. She's very worldly, which is not always a good thing, because it's like I actually had an ex-fiance. When her mother would come into the room, she would, and when I first met her, she wasn't like that. But there was a period of time when she would go into this mode, she just wanted what she wanted, and she started being very materialistic, and it was like almost like having a human side and having a reptilian side. And it was like the part of that situation was, I could sit there and say, okay, that's kind of crazy, but I actually lived that. And every time she was in the room, I felt physically sick in my stomach. And it wasn't until she left. And every time she would leave, I would sage my house. Last time I saged my house when she was there, I saged my house so much, everybody thought the house was on fire. But I have a tendency to go overboard in those things because I just keep doing it until I feel like the negative energy is gone. So with your situation, you really can't do anything about her per se, but you can protect yourself from her. Like saging your house, saging your doorway. Saging certain things, asking for what I do is I ask for 4 guardian angels to protect the north, south, east, west, and sides of my home. That's a nice barrier. Also, there's some other techniques you can use too, where you put crystals like 3 crystals in each window, and then you do the same thing with your door. What you do is you get a nice little bat that you put in front of your door from the inside, and you put the crystals like 3 right there along the doorway. These actually, you can actually, by putting positive energy in your home, you can use that positive energy in those crystals to basically create a barrier around your home for protection. Are you still there?
Yeah, I was just thinking a friend of mine recently gave me some sort of smoky something crystal under my bed.
Oh, what a smoky crystal. A smoky crystal. Isn't
smoky
that, isn't
quartz.
That, yeah, smoky quartz.
Yeah.
You put on your bed? I mean, put under your mat? Oh, shoot. Under your pillow?
Mm. No, she told me stick it on the floor under the bed.
Hmm.
I'm supposed to take it out every morning, wash it off, and stick it in the window for the light.
Oh, the sunlight's supposed to cleanse it and charge it. Yeah. You might want to try it, too, with see what kind of results you get with either the sunlight or the moonlight. They're both pretty good recharging crystals and that kind of thing. But try to get you some really, you should get some clear crystal for underneath your pillow.
Okay.
I always tell people, if you can go to a metaphysical store next, you get some crystals for your chakras. It's a good focus too, as well, clearing out your chakras and some of the stuff you've been going through. Every time you come in presence with somebody, you should definitely do some chakra clearings anyway. Even if it's just a simple meditation.
Okay.
Because you're picking up negative residue from those people. And a lot of times they actually are expelling it out just for that purpose of making you sick. Because what the ideal of that negative energy, it weakens you. And basically, that's what they're trying to do, is weaken you to basically pull you into their vision of how things are. But like I always said before, we look at the situation, go, let's get real positive about it. And when you do those kind of things, those people have a tendency to avoid you. They're only powerful in the process of making you fearful.
Okay.
But when you have a positive attitude, no matter what, and have a smile on your face, you probably don't see those people very often. And not to be funny or nothing, but ever since I've tried to do the positive thing and basically put things in perspective and always work on boundaries and that kind of stuff, I haven't seen my ex-wife who really pushes the issue. She used to call me all the time. Okay? And just certain things about her, but it was like I gave her the energy too by focusing on what she's going to do now instead of just like forgetting the whole thing in the first place. And it's the same thing here. It was like focusing on her in any kind of shape or form, she could utilize that energy, and that's what she wants to do. That's what she does. I don't think it's like one of those things people realize. They go, does she realize what she's doing? No, she just does it. That's why you feel sick. She's, you know, it's like happy end of whatever. So it's like protect. Also, another technique you can use the white, the pink, or whatever kind of color that you focus on for protection and healing yourself and dealing with those situations. I always tell people the pink bubble is really good. Pink, you know, surrounding yourself with pink light, because it's like a barrier that keeps people out that want to hurt you, but it also reflects to everybody who is as loving as you are. And almost like a magnet, can attract more positive people into your life too. So he's tried that one. You said you said about love life.
Yeah.
Hmm. You have a lot of sporadic energy, so I'm trying to figure out if you're married or not.
No. I've been single for a long time. My fiance died 11 and a half years ago, and almost a year ago, I met this man who, I know. One look in his eyes and suddenly that part of me that died with my fiancé that said, screw it, I ain't going to go there no more with any guy, that went away. But he really hasn't talked to me for some time now, so I don't know why.
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you need to know in order to keep going on?
I'm kind of at that point. Do I want to continue waiting for him to figure out what page he is on and if he's coming back around? Or do I just want to say screw it and move on? Because every time I try to move on, I feel like that's not quite the answer just yet.
Well, let me ask you a question. This is not, I'm not trying to be personal or nothing, but have you had intimate relationships with that man?
Yeah.
I know I sound like the Congress, but I'm not trying to. The point is, what you should do is you should do. I think you should also work with Archangel Michael, too. Cut all the cords, cut the sexual cords, any kind of attachments you have to anybody or anything to the past, and see what happens there, and see if you actually still feel that notion going on. Because I feel like what's going on here is an emotional attachment. And once it's severed, which it shouldn't have been created in the first place, and people always ask me the same question. You know, when you're with somebody, shouldn't you attach themselves to that person? No, you should not. You should never attach yourself to anybody. You should always be who you are, which is the idea of loving people. You don't have to attach yourself to them. Attachments are actually there because of fears that he might not get back what we want. So we attach ourselves to him out of security. So when you sit there look at the situation of saying, you know, you're sitting there saying, I'm hanging on to the situation, and your life has stopped. The reason your life has stopped, because you physically stopped. And you're waiting for this man to, like you said, you know, to get his head out of his ass. We'll go that route, okay? And when the point is, we should never sit around and try to figure the thing out in the situations. Yes, and you know, this is another reflection for a lot of us out here. We should be doing the exact same thing and not putting so much weight into another significant other and just the ideal, opening ourselves up for the possibility and the experience and then learning how to live it. And the situation here, this guy is definitely not on the same level as you are, because if he was, you guys wouldn't be going through this right now. So therefore, that's what you need to look at and say, okay, in the process of waiting, what are you waiting for? I mean, are you really waiting for him to catch up? If you are, ask yourself, is that possible? Or would you be still holding and carrying him? Now, this person is a real caring, loving person. No, there's no doubt about that point. It's just the idea of the level of spirituality that he's on, because definitely with the situation and the way you are in your life, because if you turn around right now and started living your life because of who you are, you would see a lot of things come to you that you're holding off right now because of waiting for this one situation to come into place like you want it to, because you're scared of walking out there in the unknown because it's a scary place. So, but look at the situation of investing in yourself. You know, in this situation right now, all you're doing is investing in him. You've taken away from yourself, so you need to turn around and go back and start working on yourself and say, okay, what do I want? There's nothing wrong with saying these things, because in the process of saying what I want, you'll get exactly those things. And they also have a tendency to play out real quickly, that the people you thought was the person, they have a tendency to fall to the wayside because of what you asked when you said, okay, this is what I want. Then you find out this wasn't the person you thought it was. Now, is he a caring, loving person? Yeah, but the two of you guys being together as life partners, I don't see that. But I see that with the situation of realization, there's been a lot of realizations within yourself. It's just that you have to come to conclusions on yourself of things you already know and accept it and then follow through with it and let go of the situation, which you've been wanting to do for a long time. You've already said that yourself. So just the idea of even having those thoughts in your head, you've already come to the conclusion that it's not working. It's just that you're hoping that tomorrow when you wake up, you don't have to make that drastic decision to move forward. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes those things give me shivers. So, I just want you to move on. Not because I want you to. It's just that that's the one thing I feel like with this situation, that you feel is right with this situation.
I would agree with that. I keep seeing that her sacral chakra needs clearing. I keep seeing the orange of that. And part of the lessons, spiritual lessons to be learned from that is learning to let go. Also, that's where sex and power and control, that's their
and the essence of relationship.
Issue.
The essence of relationships too, right? I want to say something real quick. Our caller, what was your name again?
Carrie,
okay. Carrie, do you know anything about chakras?
A little bit.
Okay, what you should do is just go on the internet. And I think if you go, isn't that right, Amy? If you go on the internet, you should be able to get some information about chakras, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you
have a book for my bed with the quartz that my friend gave me that I've been flipping through?
Okay.
I'm actually looking at a website right now. Some of the gemstones that that it cleanses and energizes the sacral chakra are garnet, moonstone, and orange tourmaline. Okay.
Hmm. Okay, I'm just saying, just the idea, give you an idea what the chakras she's talking about is at. It's at the, it's like, ovaries. It's around your ovaries.
Yes, it's,
I have no idea why I had a problem with that.
It governs the sexual organs, the stomach, upper intestines, liver, gallbladder, kidney, pancreas, adrenals, spleen, and middle spine.
And that should make sense, shouldn't it? Because a lot of people, when you go through situations with relationships and meeting people, that kind of resonates, man, because those places always act up. Some people have to go to the bathroom.
If you're feeling sick around certain people, too.
Yes, exactly. It's just like looking at those people, too. You have to realize that when you pick up on people that we could say reptilian, but if you want to look at the situation of non-emotional people, they have a tendency to really strike someone else's emotions. I feel like when I see people who do not have emotions, they have a tendency to take more energy from people who do. Because we're freely giving. They're not. Because they're in the mode of taking. So this person you're talking about, you should avoid her too, if you can.
You know, it's to the point, I was at a stop sign a while back, and I just suddenly felt sick. And when I went around the corner, this woman was standing in a window of a business downtown looking at me. So now when I get that sick feeling, I just don't go the way I was originally going.
That's good.
Right.
I'm just saying, I see this woman, and when she stares at people, she does things, she does just all kinds of craziness. And I'm just saying, take a look at the situation, and just, you know, like, this one just sneeze?
Yes.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
I was like... I'm sorry, it kind of threw me off.
Nightmares with this woman in it. And I don't know how to get rid of that, but...
I'm just saying, you know, so one thing you have to think about too, sweetie, that these people, the one thing they really work with is making you fearful to live off that energy. So the more you don't fear them, the less control they have over you.
Okay.
How do you do that? Good question. Best, like I said before, crystals. I actually tell people to get what you feel. It's like you walk into a metaphysical store, or you walk into a store that sell those kind of crystals and that kind of stuff. As you walk through the door, ask your angels, what can I use for protection? Because a lot of times these things are more detailed to what works for you, not works for everybody else. I mean, like my ex-fiance, she had a, what do you call that thing? Okay, let me have you. Yeah, okay, if you're born in April, what kind of stone is that? April's diamond, emerald. She had an emerald. She had an emerald for protection. And I have a black topaz, I think, and I keep it in my wallet. So it's like one of those things of finding a nice stone you can keep with you at all times. Something I always tell them too is like, Mom, what are you doing? Okay. I guess the trash has already been taken out. You find one of those things that works for you. Because, I mean, at one time when I was in Colorado, I had tons of crystals in my apartment. I had I can't remember what they're called. They're purple crystals. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it's like, no. It's like those ones that call them like creatine, but creolite or something like that.
Okay.
You want to tell anybody have any idea what I'm talking about? They're purple and they're orange. And I usually find them in a rock. Because every time I've seen them in the metaphysical store, they always have a rock on the back part of them and the crystals on one side. And I actually saw one where they have
the geodes?
Yeah. But it's got the crystals are inside like purple and orange. Mm-hmm. And then one person told me it was like citrulite. Or pyrite, but differently. Anyway, God, I wish I could remember that whole thing. I used to have a freaking book on stones, too. I have a bad habit of giving books away. So I'm just saying with your situation, if you have a store like that very close to you, or go and find someone on the internet where you can actually get those stones and that kind of stuff. I like going to the stores, but I got to actually talk to somebody.
I live in a... on an island, so I'll have to look on the internet.
Oh, where are you calling from?
Kodiak, Alaska.
Kodiak, Alaska. I thought I recognized that area code because I used to have there was a lady I used to know who used to work on another psychic line that I used to work for. She lived in Alaska. Why? I don't know. But I've never actually been to Alaska, so I guess I have no right to ask that question.
That's why you don't know why.
Yeah. Why do you live on an island?
Oh, it's one of the most beautiful places on the planet. It's quiet. My kids can go outside and play, and I don't have to worry about them getting shot. The biggest fear is water accidents, bears, and cars.
Oh, my. Okay.
We moved to San Jose once. It was not a good thing. We came back like 2 months later.
San Jose, huh? So now you know. So are you in a part of Alaska where it gets really cold?
Actually, Kodiak is considered the most northern Hawaiian island. And it's
okay.
Called the Emerald Isle.
Okay, and with the situation, too, I mean, you're calling a psychic line. Well, I'm calling a psychic. Well, what do you call this? What do you say, a talk show? Who talks about a lot of things? And we're psychics and you know, intuitives and that kind of thing. How did you hear about this?
There was a psychic internet site I was looking at, and it had different things that they have on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay.
So I looked at that and found out that the Blog Talk Radio thing's pretty cool for me because I have cable TV, but my kid's always watching it. So I found something interesting that I can listen to.
Okay. So you have cable TV too, huh?
Yeah. We got two Subways, Walmart, Safeway, all that.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
It's too warm here to live in an igloo.
It's too warm to live in an igloo?
Yeah. Where I'm at?
Uh-huh.
I go way up north for that.
Okay, I got you. No, I'm just saying, and plus I want to remind everybody, I do have a show after this show called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight, where it's open night, it's roundtable night, where we open all the mics, everybody talks, everybody voices, we have psychics that are there, and we do readings and that kind of thing, and people who are intuitive or just have an opinion can say what they think. So we thought, you know, it's one of those things, an open mic night, it sounds like a comedy club, but it's not. But if you have a topic that you want to bring to the show, we talk about psychics, doctors, psychics, how do you feel about them too as well? So whatever you want to bring to the table, more welcome to bring whatever you want. So join us tonight at midnight. That's 12 a.m. Eastern time. And I'm actually looking forward to doing the show tonight because we seem like we've had some really popular shows. Even if we only have four or five people, really strong topics we're talking about here and voicing our opinion. So join us. And what's your situation, Carrie? Do you have any questions you want to ask us?
Are you guys getting any sense if I'm going to hear from this man again or not?
I get yes, you are going to hear from this man. I'm just saying what I
think. That's a really gift I made him that's in my closet. I don't know what to do with it.
That's true too, sweetie, but you got to look at the situation. I think you're going to cross paths with this guy, but I feel like he's also a reflection of opening you up. He got that heart of yours to open up again and realize that love is more, it's more of something that has to do with you than it is the person you're with. Because the more you're yourself and the more you open up in love, the world just opens up to you. And it has. And that's what I'm saying. This person is a very loving, caring person. I'm just saying, with the situation, I guess we could sit here and say, you're the most important thing on this planet right now when it comes to your life. So the situation of wondering about him, I'm just saying, work on yourself, keep doing what you've been doing, open up and just let that love flow out to everybody. Love everything and everyone unconditionally, and yourself. And I think you're going to see some things change in this person too. But like I said before, will you ever hear from him again? I think you will. I really feel like you will. I feel like it's definite. You're going to hear from him. It's just I don't feel like he's going to be on the same level as you are anytime soon. But you do have some things coming in, and the idea of another person in your life, is right around the corner. It's just the situation that you got going here, the curiosity about this man. It's just one of those things, like I said, when I've been picking up a lot, just let go of it. Just pull a card for you. See the signs? And what do you see? Just pull another card for you. It's also talking about, look at the signs, and then listen to what you hear, you know. And the one thing that came to me, too, is listen to what you see. Now, I don't know what that means until you go through it, but that's what it came to me. Alrighty? Everybody still there?
Yep.
Okay, Carrie.
I know what I'm seeing around him right now, that things are not what they seem or not what they appear to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably partly why I'm just really curious as to what's really going on here.
Yes, I understand. The curiosity is good. You know, that's a couple of times I've had readings with the girls where I sit there and go, well, how's he feel? And I say, who cares? That's not your concern. Your concern is to be the complete person you are. And just ask yourself in the process of this situation, have you stopped loving people unconditionally and yourself? And if you come to the conclusion that you haven't, you're just curious. Then see what happens. Just like focus on forward. It might be a part of your life, but at the point in time, you need to keep, so therefore you need to turn around and go forward and see if you just might. There's a lot of realizations are going on, and I feel like there's some things changing in his life, too. But those are things that he needs to reflect on. That's what we talk about, focusing on the now, which is so hard for a lot of people to do that because they don't really, I don't think they really know what that means. Focusing on the now is what's going on in your life at this moment. If that person is not a part of that reflection, and he's not part of the scene, then he's not, so there's no concern to be taken for him. It's concern for what's going on in your life at that moment, and nothing more, nothing less. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Well, I hope we helped you out. Because we do have a lot of people who just popped into the chat. Smack me in the head. Smack. Take a deep breath and go, there's a lot of people in the queue. That's what I meant. So, I really hope we helped you out. And the biggest thing I get here is just, every time I want to say anything to you, I just keep seeing this picture of you need to turn around and put one foot in front of the other. Can someone smack me because my lips are not working right? So, Carrie, go watch Santa Claus is Coming. What is that movie I saw with Santa Claus? Shoot. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, I think it's Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh.
They have that song that says, put one foot in front of the other.
That's my favorite cartoon.
Exactly. So now we... So I'm sure I say that's a good reference because I've seen that. That's what I see when I see you. So turn around and do just that because there's a lot of things waiting for you since you put things on hold. And once you start going forward and you see what's coming to you, what starts falling in your lap, the anticipation of what's next is going to be good. Alrighty?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And please call us back and tell us how things are going in your life. I like to hear how things are going in that part of town. that part of the country, okay? Because that's very fascinating. Oh, someone's got a dog. Was that you, Barbara?
Something outside moved, and she's going after it.
Okay, that's Barbara's dog. All right. We have so many guest hosts today, you know what I'm saying? Carrie, are you still there? Carrie has gone. And I hope she really, I just feel like if she does that, and she starts moving forward again, I feel like someone's going to be coming in her life very soon. And then this guy that she was talking about, she's going to see why he came into her life for. To reawaken her so she could actually have this experience. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
Alrighty. Let's see here. I'm going to go to... okay, maybe we should... Oh, my gosh. Let's sit back And this interview, the dog. So, Jimmy's in the well. Okay, now she's not going to say anything.
You got the message, so.
I guess that's what it is. It's a message that the dog got. She's good. She's content. Unless Barbara might have puzzled on her. But I this could have a 288 area. Okay, let's try it again. Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, 208? I was trying to push the button, and every time I push the button, it wouldn't do nothing. So I'm like, this ain't funny. So 218, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, this is Laurie.
Laurie?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Say hi to Amy and Barbara.
Hi, Amy and Barbara. Thanks,
Laurie,
for listening to me, and I've been enjoying listening to your conversations with other people. It's been wonderful.
Are you Moonlight?
Yes, I'm Moonlight. I am her. Yeah, I've been listening to your show for a while now, and I just get the guts to call in here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of had a rough week, and I think my brain was on overload this week, and finally Friday's here, and I'm a little bit more mellow, so figure it's a good time to call and ask a couple questions.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Well, I've been in a relationship with a man, and it's a long-distance relationship, and I'm just wondering if it's worth hanging on to. I mean, so hard on the heart to be long-distance, and you don't never know exactly when you're going to see each other again, and he lives 5 hours from me and works 7 hours, and I mean, I'm crazy over the man, but it crushes my heart every time that I can't see him for 5-6 months, you know. And I don't know where to take it, you know.
How far did you say you live from each other?
He lives like 5 hours from me.
You only see each other every 5 months.
I can't hardly hear you. You're breaking up real bad.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. How come we get to see each other every 5 months?
Well, like the last time that I saw him was at Christmas time. Yeah, and the time that I saw him before that was in the summertime. And it's just so hard. And I mean, I don't want to let the relationship go, but at the same time, I don't know if I should hang on to it.
So, okay, I understand that point of view, but why is it like that? That's the thing. That's the thing that confuses me, because I really don't pick up anything. Go ahead.
He works in North Dakota, and I work here in Minnesota. He's getting ready to retire in another little over a year, and I'm not close to retirement yet. So
right.
I kind of am sticking it out here. I'm in Minnesota, and we met online, and it was I never thought that it would go so far, but I'm just like head over heels for him, and he feels a lot of the same way, but he has a lot of his own things going on in his life, his family.
Uh-huh.
His job, his hours are different than my hours, and it's just so hard, though, because I can get time off more than he can get time off to go places, but it's then when my days are off, when I have time off, I can't actually go to see him, you know, and it just crushes my heart, and I don't know if it's good for me or not, you know. I want to stick it out, but at the same time,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's breaking my heart. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would go out there in a heartbeat if I could financially afford it, you know, but I have a good
mm-hmm.
job where I'm at. I work at the university here, and I kind of want to stick that out, too.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, sometimes in situations, I think a lot of us got to get it through our heads what's more important. But, you know, the idea, when we sit there and do that, we really need to adjust because we like the money. And you like what's going on. That's true. I'm not saying it's not. But look at the situation. Why would you keep yourself there if it's keeping you away from true love? That's a very strong, connection there. Why would someone, anybody, do that? Because, in some of the sense, I try to separate myself from the readings too, as well. But that's one thing that bugs me the most, when people live that close. And I do say that close because I used to do something with my ex-wife when she decided she wanted to move to Maryland. I lived in Ohio, and I still wanted to work this thing out with, and work on this relationship. So every week, I'd work all week. I worked third shift for PPG. And a windshield wiper, and a windshield factory. And every week, I would get in my car after I would get off my shift for Friday, and drive 6 hours, just to spend basically 6 hours with them, and then drive back. And I did it every week. I really felt like it was really important, and I was able to keep the job. I was able to go see them. I was able to come back. I was exhausted, but it was what I was willing to go through for this relationship to make it work. So that's what I'm saying with the situation. See, a lot of times when I do ask questions and I see things, those are the things I wonder, because I've gone through hell and high water for relationships. And I wonder how come people just don't take those next steps to do those things. So it's just a curiosity on my part.
The thing is that I don't feel like the invitation has been there for me to come out there to him, you know? I don't feel that. I mean, he talks about he's retiring in a year and he wants to come to where I am. And I mean, I want nothing more than to just quit my job and go out there. And I know I can make a go of it no matter where I go, because that's the type of person that I am.
Right.
But I don't feel that it's on his part. Although he doesn't want to break up or anything like that, he seems satisfied with the way things are right now. And maybe it's just in my mind I feel he's satisfied, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm just like looking at the situation and go, okay, Lori, I mean, when it comes to what you're asking and the insights you're looking for here, I mean, are you open to what could possibly be the truth? I should say,
yeah.
What is the truth? What is the truth? But it's like looking at your situation and going, okay, you know, I sit here and look at the situation and go, okay, really focusing on the situation of what's in one person's heart. What do they really feel? And you're feeling like your intuition is saying that you shouldn't go up there because you haven't been invited.
Right. You know,
you have to listen to your intuition, but I'm just saying, can we separate the information out there for a minute and say, okay, which is intuitional, which is ego? Which part of you is, I'm just saying, questions you need to ask yourself. I'm not asking you, you don't have to tell me. I'm just saying, what I keep picking up here is the idea of asking yourself, if you're supposed to be with somebody in the traditional sense, which you are a very traditional person and old fashioned, you can sit there, and I don't like the world right now when they do that crap, when they say, well, you know, this is just the way the world is. Okay, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Because old-fashioned values still exist. So therefore, if that's what kind of person you are, then you have to ask yourself, why are you not really being true to who you are?
That's true. I'm not. I don't know. I have a hard time letting go of anything. So, you know,
just,
I mean, once
right.
my heart gets hooked into somebody such as this, I feel like this man is my soulmate. Whether he feels everything that I feel, I'm not sure, you know.
Well, see, let's put it this way. If you're looking for your significant other, then the idea of feeling those things and knowing those answers, you should know those. And it should be a question of confirmation that you're trying to get from us, that you should already know those things. So in that sense, you should ask yourself, okay, I shouldn't be in the dark of curiosities. And that's also a certain fear that you have too, that if you did go up there at the wrong time, you might see something that you're not prepared to see.
Right. Well, I've spent time out there. I mean, I've spent weeks out there with him at a time. You know, every time I spend time, I'm it's weeks at a time that I'm with him. And
have you ever spent a month with him?
Week or 2 weeks, and
I know.
I know that he's feeling strong about me. I know that he feels there's a future,
mm-hmm.
but it's in between time that it's killing me. You know, I mean, do I want to wait? I don't know if that I want to wait because I am, like you say, traditionally, I'm the kind of person that feels like you should have somebody next to your side if you love that person should be with you. You
mm-hmm.
shouldn't have to wait for a year to be with that person. I mean, every moment that we're together, we love being together. There is never any moment that we're together that we don't love. You know what I'm saying? And it's like
No. I'm just you see, I'm not saying there is anything or there isn't anything. I'm just saying there's something within you that thinks that one day you're going to find out something about him that might crush the picture that you have in your mind and this vision of this romance that you have with each other. That's what I'm saying. But, you know, sometimes I'm just saying with the situation of having those tingling sensations with you from time to time, it's to ask yourself, you know, because it's like you said, I'm ready to do this and that kind of stuff. But if someone says that you guys don't want to break up and you guys are together in a sense of a relationship, the invitation's been given.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I can find work out there where he's at, you know.
Well, let's put it this way. If you're meant to go out there, you will.
If I'm meant to go out there, I will. Yeah.
It's one of those things, but you haven't made the choice yet, so the opportunity hasn't presented itself because of indecisiveness. I think once you make the decision and put your intentions into the whole thing, then the opportunity presents itself. And he wants to retire. See, that's what's funny I don't like about this whole thing about retirement. Because people put their lives on hold to get that retirement, so therefore they can live the rest of their lives, not realizing that maybe if you put yourself in the right career, the idea of retirement would never cross your mind because you'd always be taken care of and going in the same direction. There's nothing to be put on hold until you get that. Because I've had a lot of people, well, I got to hang in here and I got to do this, and if I don't do that, then I'm pretty much screwed. And they're like, why are you screwed if you don't get that retirement? Retirement was something you can do. You can do the history on this if you want to. But retirement was invented for one thing. It was done back in the 50s. This was a way to get the old people out to bring the new in. So they came up with this retirement. It was a whole lot cheaper to give you retirement than it was to keep you on as an employee. That's what they thought back then. And now it's like everything else. It's like living together. Now living together is a norm. Now retirement is the norm. Insurance is the norm. Do you realize that insurance in the day when it was invented was extortion?
At what?
It was extortion. Okay?
Insurance.
It was people going around saying, give me some money and you're protected. Now it's the open hand, but when it should be, it's the mafia, you know. Now the norm, and it's like now normal. Now being psychic is normal. When all these things were not in the heyday of life, where they wasn't the norm. And trust me on this, in past lives of losing your head because of your psychic abilities, or getting shot because you were asking, you're extorting people for money for, you know, insurance and that kind of stuff. So I've had some interesting past lives, so just being an observer was kind of cool. But I'm just saying, with the situation of looking at these things, you know, retirement, like he's putting his life on hold to get retirement when he could be so much happier going where he wants to be at. You see what I'm saying? It's the idea of pride. Why is pride a sin? Because it makes you make decisions accordingly that you would never do in the first place if it wouldn't exist. I mean, somebody walked up to you tomorrow and gave you $25,000. Would you be the person to give it to charity because you, or just say, no, I don't want it because it is charity? Instead of taking it for what it is, it's a manifestation of something you said or did. Now it's coming to pass. A lot of people do those things because pride tells them, I don't accept charity. It's not charity. It's the answer to your prayers. It's a difference. It really is. And it's just an excuse, and that's what I'm seeing in this situation where I feel like two people could be very happy, but there's a lot of excuses that are being made to put it on prolonged. Because the first thing that came to me said, okay, with the situation the way it is right now, if you knew for a fact that next year that you guys would be together in the same place on a permanent basis, would you be willing to go through that to get to that point?
I would be.
Okay, now take it one step further. Now let's say this. Okay, I don't want to call this guy. What is his name?
His name's Brent.
Okay, Brent. Now let's say that next year Brent retires. Now if Brent comes back with another excuse of why he can't do what he wants to do, are you willing to take a look, another second look at this thing and see what really is going on? Maybe it's just a fear. I'm not a fear of relationship or fear of commitment. What I'm saying to you is make the commitment. But once somebody doesn't honor that commitment that you guys have both made on that year, then you have to sit there and really be honest with yourself and ask why. To the point of saying, right, and going, okay, what's really going on? And we're not saying there's somebody else or he has a family up there or whatever, but in this situation, are you prepared when it comes to that point to say those words?
Yeah, that's questions I'll have to ask myself.
I'm just saying, you don't want to get to that point and then give in.
Right.
Because in certain situations, if there is something going on, even if it's just a simple commitment issue, if you give in, you're just enabling him to keep doing the same thing over again. So there'll be another excuse and another excuse and another excuse. And then next thing you're going to do is going to be 20 years goes by and you're going to go, I missed the whole thing by waiting for somebody who never was, had any intentions of committing to the situation.
See, and that's exactly where my mind is like, am I going to wait for this man for another year, 2 years at the most or whatever? And then what? I'm putting all of my love energy and my mental energy, everything into this relationship. And then he's talking, he wants to go to Belize for his retirement. He's included me in some of that retirement. But I don't know where, for sure, you know what I mean?
Whoa.
For some reason or another, I have my doubts about it, you know? I have doubts that he's going to, when he retires, he's going to go to Belize, and then what, I'll see him every, when he comes back for winter in Minnesota? I can't.
Where is that? Where is that?
Belize is down the tip of Mexico down there. It's about an hour from Jamaica.
He wants to go all the way down there?
Yeah.
That's
where he wants to retire at. But he wants to, at the same time, come back here in the summertime, because summer in Minnesota can be very beautiful. And
he has
family here, and he has children here, and grandchildren, and I do too. I have a son and a granddaughter, and you know, but I'm not hesitant to leave either. I might love him to death, but I'm also willing to live my entire life with the man that I love.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Amy, what do you think?
Well, the first thing I saw, and then you really thoroughly explained it, was I saw the, you know, violet of her crown chakra, which to me means that she knows what she needs to know. She already has all that knowledge in her. And it sounds like that's pretty much what you got and then some.
Right. So, yeah, I was just, you know, the one thing I wanted to sit there and specify with her was the idea of getting it out. That she does have these fears. There are some things that haven't been explained to her. He does have a plan, but he's only included her a little bit in the whole thing. And I just, you know, the idea of the whole thing is, dude, if you want it, then take it. Because
Right. You
don't have to take it, because she's giving it freely. But you're still making it like you got to work for it. And I look at the situation like, I feel like and I will say this to you, Lori, I feel like in a year, I feel like another excuse is coming. I feel like he wants to go to Mexico by himself. And he wants to explore some things. But I also feel like one other thing, on the other level too, this is a fantasy. And look at him, it's like, the first thing that came to me was, that's a heck of a way to get a tequila.
Donnie, you're really breaking up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You guys sound so perfect.
Yeah, I can only hear like every few words or so you're saying. So.
Okay, I don't know why. I'm not moving. I'm here. Okay, I just tried something here. Okay. So, how about that now?
I mean, I know that I am a woman in his life that he has never experienced a woman like me. You know, I know that, and he has told me that. Okay, the situation is that he is still married. Yes, hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
No, the thing I want to stress to you, I'm not questioning the guy's feelings. I'm just questioning if he's going to follow through with it or not. What I said before, I guess, while I was cutting out, if you can hear me now, is I said, when I pick up on Brent, I keep picking up, that's a heck of a ways to go to get a bottle of tequila and an umbrella. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody else, but hello?
I'm still here.
Okay. Well, our caller's not. What happened, Lori? Come on back. Does that make sense to her when I said a bottle of tequila and an umbrella?
A bottle of tequila and a what?
And an umbrella. That's what I got when I saw Brent going to Mexico. I saw a bottle of tequila and an umbrella. And I said, that's a heck of a ways to go to get a bottle of tequila and an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like there's a lot of fantasy going on there. I don't feel it. Because he's saying one thing, he doesn't want to leave his family. And then he says he wants to go down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I look at the situation, what I see is I see him being around family. So I don't see him going. And I feel like what he's saying is, the guy is scared to hell of commitment. So he likes the internet. He likes the relationship they have because she's allowing it to be this way. There's no pressure here. And when she comes to visit, he knows she's leaving.
Yeah.
And it's not a mean thing to say those things. It's what I see and what I feel. And it's like taking consideration. If this is what you're content with, great. I just feel like when it comes up to a year, when he sits here and says, well, I want to hold off on certain things again, I think she should stay right then and say, no, I am not, no more. I need, you know, she's looking for, what I'm saying is, you understand what I'm saying to you, is that she's going against what she would normally do. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, she says she knows the guy loves her. And she's using that as her foundation, that she knows for a fact this guy loves her to justify why she's waiting for him. And I'm not saying he doesn't, but I just don't feel like he's going to follow through with it. And she's waiting for something that's not going to happen, but at the same time, she's still questioning it, why she's hanging on. So we have a caller here. If anybody has anything you want to say about that, you can call in and tell me I'm just off my rocker, or whatever you want to do. You know, I like people calling in and saying, this is how I feel about this, because that's what it's all about. Let's see here. And I hate when I push the buttons and nothing happens. All right. We have a caller who's on the line, and I guess it's either Skype or an unknown caller. It's a...
Hello?
Oh. I can hear that person very clearly, but scared the heck out of me.
Hey, Donnie. It's Sherry.
Sherry. Sounds familiar.
I haven't called.
I used to know this girl named Lily. You know her?
That's me.
Oh, okay. Hey, Amy, are you still here?
I'm still here.
Cool.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Sherry, Lily, I answered anything. Anyways, I have the best news, Donnie, that I have to tell you about because you asked me to keep you informed.
Okay, so you're going to send me $3,000.
No.
Well, shucks. Okay, so what's your good news?
My WCB check came in. My rent was paid.
Cool. I love hearing these kind of stories. If you want, this is what happened to me. I took care of. I'm smiling. Get up too, Lily. I can feel your smile from here.
And the other thing is,
you have a cat.
First, I am moving back to where I need to be.
You're moving back?
I'm going back to the town that I had to leave.
You're in Canada, right?
Yes.
And you're moving back to where you need to be. Okay, now you were living where?
So, I was living in a place that I really enjoyed.
Okay.
And I'm in a valley, and I was in one town in the valley, and I was forced to move away from that town into the town that I'm in now, and I never liked it.
Okay.
Now I am moving from the town that I don't like back into the town that I do, the one that I was really concerned about if I was going to go back. May 1st,
oh.
I'm returning back to my town.
Cool. So you're moving, okay, so you're living now, what's the name of the town you're living in now?
Vernon. And I wanted to move back to West Bank, and I am.
West Bank. So you got all this stuff taken care of and everything's going good for you then, huh?
Yeah. My life
That's
is
great.
Actually on the up and up.
That's great. So it's like an anticipation. What's next, huh?
I don't know. Maybe I'll be able to do what I used to be able to do. Get back into everything that I'm doing naturally. But no, everything is slowly getting back into the same kind of thing that I wanted to do, and I'm going back May 1st, and I am incredibly happy. I am going to be back where I belong,
uh-huh.
where I feel most comfortable, where I feel at home, and
right.
I get to go back to my meditation spots. I had a whole bunch of meditation spots there that when I moved, I lost them all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. That's good. No, you know, that's one thing I love to hear. I like success stories, man, going, this is great.
Well, you told me to keep you informed, and, you know, this is finally what's happened, so.
I love it, yeah, cool. So, I'm just saying, you know, the situation, and, I forgot what I was going to say. Well, I'm just saying. That's what I'm kind of getting the most of anything was the anticipation that everything's going to be great and there's even more, almost like opening up the waterfall and it's just pouring in.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's kind of funny that you mentioned the waterfall because the one meditation spot that I lost is right by this creek. And after runoff, a part of the creek bed is exposed and I really enjoyed sitting there and meditating there because it was like surrounded by the woods and you have this little stream and it's just kind of bubbling along and it's just very peaceful.
So let me ask you a question. Are you about 5'4"? Lily? You there? Okay. Hello. Well, I guess we lost her for a minute.
Right.
Will we ever know she's 5'4"? Tune in tomorrow.
She'll say it in the chat at least, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. She can hear us in the chat. I actually have a lady on there in the chat, too. I'm trying to find this.
She's found.
Yeah. Oh, did she? Because there's Rita. She's saying... That she goes, she wants to know, Rita.
5'8", Donnie.
5'8". Hello?
She said 5'8".
Oh, she's 5'8"?
Yep, she thinks you muted her. Did you mute her?
No, she's gone. Well, she's not gone, but, you know.
Yeah.
We have a person in the chat room. Her name is Rita. I can't... Hold up. I have a question in the chat room. And I'm trying to see if she's actually... If you see her anywhere. Oh, there she is. She says, I'm losing you. I wonder where she's at. Anyway, the first part of her name, her username on there is called Rita.
Because
I can't pronounce the rest of it. She's talking about... She's so confused. Lily says, my Skype didn't hang up. Okay, well, when I look at the queue, she's not there. So I don't know what happened to you. What did we do? Oh, golly. Anyway, the one, the lady in the chat room, her name is Rita, and she's talking about a job. She's worried about her job. She put it like this: what do you do since her job? I'm worried about it.
What? What?
She's worried about her job. Rita, Eska. I think it's Spanish. Too bad Rita couldn't call in. But there is.
So what did she ask again? I kind of breaking up when you were saying that.
Yeah, what do you mean breaking up? I wasn't laughing.
I didn't say cracking up. I said breaking up.
See, I can hear you very clearly. That's what baffles me when people say, "We can't." You're breaking up, and I don't hear nothing on my end of the thing. It drives me crazy. Like, what the heck? What that crap? No, Rita was talking about her job. She's worried about her job.
Okay.
So she's wanting to know if we could pick anything up about her job. Let's see, we have six. Well, we have a caller on the line, too. Let me see if that might. Hello, 915, how are you? Welcome to the show.
This is Rita.
Hey, there we go. Rita called in.
I'm just worried about my job. They keep telling that they're going to lay off 1,000 people from my school district that I work for, and they're telling us that we're okay in the department I work for, but I just don't sense it.
Well, see, Rita, one thing you have to understand, too, that you're the masses here, so you're going to feel everything else everybody else is feeling, too. So you're a very sensitive person anyway.
Yes.
So when you sit and look at these things, you got to. That's what we always tell people, in some sense of the word, when you're in certain environments, to protect yourself, because
mm-hmm.
it also protects you from other energies of people going through the same thing. I mean,
yeah.
I'll be walking down the street, and I can pass somebody, and, you know, being an empath, you pass people, and you pick things up with them. And you kind of wonder if that has anything to do with you. I feel and go, kind of freaked out. My life's great. But that things up. But when I seen you in the chat room and you was writing the question, that's why I wanted to get that confirmation to feel your energy to say, okay, I don't feel that.
Okay.
But I understand where you're coming from because it's not you. It's something you're experiencing from everybody else. Because there's some other people worrying about the situation too. But you also
yeah.
got to look at the situation and where the worry is. Where is this worry coming from?
It's really coming from, because we're divided into separate rooms, the safety officers and myself. I keep feeling it from this other female that's employed in this department. And it's like, I just feel her pacing around me, and I keep trying to think out there, you know, stay in your little room, leave me alone with, you know, stay away from me. And I try
yeah.
to surround myself with that white light, and I keep saying, you know, I need to be alone to do my job so that I can get going on what I need to do. But our boss came over and said that our department was not one of the ones that was being looked at for letting go of any people because we already had one laid off. So, you know, for us to be able to handle a lot of the workload that's being given to us, I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. And you're right. I do feel it coming from another person. I mean, I don't sense the that there's going to be any removal of anyone. It's just that there's a lot of negative energy, and I can feel it because I get sick in my stomach, like I'm losing energy, and I feel like I want to go to sleep sometimes. And I'm like, no, I need to renew my energy in some way. So I just try to block out her thoughts and her negative energy that's coming into the room. And then that's what I do. And I've been feeling a lot of energy lately. People were talking about when that full moon came out, I felt delirious. I felt like I was drunk. People say they don't experience that, but that night I felt like I was delirious. I was happy, I was having a good time, but at the same time I felt like I wasn't here on this earth, that I was separate from everyone, and it was
mm-hmm.
just so funny. It was just so funny.
Actually, I think Lily's back, too.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll let you all go. Uh-huh.
No, you don't need to go. I was just saying what your situation. You don't need to worry or nothing. You had something. I think there's going to keep. I think what I keep feeling with the situation, not layoffs, but actually somebody being let go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lily.
Lily's my back. Sister thought the thing is on Saturday. It's on Sunday, right?
What's that? Oh, my show? Is it on Sunday?
Hold on. Sorry, be right back.
Okay, should we be right back? Okay. We'll be right back at this word from our sponsors. Okay. No, I'm just saying with the situation you got going, I just keep getting the sense that someone's going to be let go. And it's not you. I feel like you'll be there until you feel like you want to go on. I feel like you'll actually make a move to go and do something on your own.
Okay.
But not for a while. It's a transition.
My husband was laid off from his job, and so I guess I'm really just kind of trying to be as optimistic as possible.
Well, we need to. You know, the situation, people have to understand one thing. When jobs come to an end, it's just a job coming to an end, which is sending you into another direction. You know, if you're sitting here telling yourself, I think I should be somewhere else. I don't like being here, or I should be more than what I am. And then these things happen.
You know what? That's exactly what I've been thinking lately. How do you do that? How do you do that? It's like the exact same words I was thinking. Wow. Wow, that's creepy.
You think that's bad? You should have been in, I was on Amy's show a couple of nights ago, and some lady in the chat room was talking about somebody had smacked her ashtray, a spirit, and she was like, "Who do you think it was, Donnie? You do medium work." I'm sitting there going, "I keep bringing up that your father," and got the name Roger. Her father's name was Roger.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, "This is spooky. I'm going to go." don't go. Confirmation says you need to go. And she thought it was to stop smoking because it smacked the ashtray, but it was less of the reason why are you smoking, why did you get nervous, why is it going on the relationship she was still hanging on to. So you wanted to let go of a relationship, and in the process of letting go of the past of relationships, she would stop smoking.
Oh, wow.
So it was like a big old circle. And she was like, "That's freaky, man."
Yeah, but it is. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. So I felt like I stepped back, you know, and I jumped out of my skin when you said that. I was like, what? I was just thinking that the other day, the exact same words. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm going to hang up now because it does feel creepy. All right, thanks.
You're welcome. You have a good night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Anything about that, Amy?
Great.
Amy fell asleep. Yeah. Oh, there you are.
No, I didn't fall asleep. I was going to say, I saw, the thing that I did see was a solar eclipse when she was asking that question.
Solar eclipse.
Yeah.
Did that already happen?
What's that?
The solar eclipse.
One did happen recently, yeah.
Okay. Now, when a solar eclipse happens, that means we eclipse the moon, right?
That's when the moon goes between the Earth and the sun.
And the solar eclipse was on an equinox, too, which is a sign of change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why am I still where I'm at? Where's the change at? There's a loophole.
And it's a slow change.
Oh, that's how you guys come back, isn't it? It's a slow change. Okay. You know, when I change my clothes, if I change slowly, I'll never make it where I'm going to go. Or will I?
Eventually you will.
Here you go. Eventually we will. So sometimes we can argue with the answer probably is probably more sound than we'd like to admit. There's actually a person on the phone right now. I don't know. The hand is up. I'm going to ask here. Hey, 305. Okay, 315 is having a party. It's Friday night. Okay. It's live from New York. It's Saturday night. That's tomorrow. 315, how are you tonight? Well, I guess 315 is actually preoccupied, I guess. So, okay, guys. So, what's with Barbara? You still there? Barbara? Barbara's gone to wah, wah, wah. You know what I'm saying? With the situation, guys, we have a show at midnight. Who's coming? Raise your hand.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Helps if I unmute myself.
Just a little bit. Yeah, Lily, I have no idea what happened with you either because I was sitting there watching and next thing you were gone. And then you're sitting there saying,
I don't know. I lost sound and I was like, hello, 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 hello. And I don't know what was going on. I lost you all.
I know. I was sitting there going, you know, the situation. Because you were sitting there saying your Skype's open. You're still on. I'm sitting there going, but she's not there. So she's stuck somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Stuck between vortexes, like this.
I guess, no, I'm not 5'4", Donnie. I'm 5'8". You're 4 inches too short.
Okay. So, okay, I was just trying to, every once in a while, I sit here and pick up certain things with certain people. It could either be them or somebody close to them, and I was just wondering what it was, because I was getting somebody.
My sister's 5'3".
Okay, does she have long brown hair?
We both do.
Okay, are you both slender?
No, she is.
No, she is.
My little sister's slender. I'm a little bit bigger.
Okay, you're 5'8", and you're a little bit bigger. Now, what's that mean? Because I know when you're taller, you have a tendency to weigh more because you're taller.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm also a little bit more big bone than her. She's a very slender frame. I'm a big bone frame. I took after my dad.
Okay. So how's that set with you?
It doesn't bother me.
Well, I'm just it wasn't one of those bother me questions. It was just saying, okay. With the, I know for a fact the idea of someone sits here and says, you're like your father, I don't like that.
I love my dad, actually. I'm actually very close to my father, so.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I took after him in a lot of ways, and I like it.
Really?
Yep.
You know, it's one of those things I'm not saying is fascinating. I think it's great. I just, you know, it's one of those things where you sit there and think about your own father and going, okay, what kind of relationships are those like, you know? Never was really, my dad was one of those things, you know, I really can't say there was any closeness there. I knew who he was. But is that really saying a lot?
It says enough.
Right. You know, I remember one time I actually hitchhiked down to see my dad. It was Christmas Day. It was like 20 degrees outside. And it wasn't exactly like hitchhiking down the road. It was approximately about 17 miles. And luckily, I got a ride with this guy. I was going to a family get-together at Christmas, and him and his wife, I think they actually drove me to my dad's.
That's nice.
Yeah, so, you know, I was sitting there looking at the whole thing. But it was cool. Get to my dad's, and my dad took me said, I forgot not to get you something for Christmas. You're $5. I'm the meanest thing anybody's ever said.
Donnie, your phone does not like you today.
What's that?
I don't know what's going on, but yeah, something doesn't like you today. You're just breaking up a lot.
I can't figure out why, because I changed everything. And the first couple of hours was great. And can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I'm standing up straight. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for being here. Well, I have my midnight show, which actually starts in 90 minutes. 90 minutes. 90 seconds.
90 seconds.
90 seconds. And I just want to thank everybody for being here. It's been another awesome show. Thank you, Barbara, for being here. Thank you, Amy and Lily and our caller. And actually, I'm going to pop over to my other show. And if you guys want to join me, please do so. It'd be great. I'm actually trying to get at least 3 or 4 psychics on each one of these shows we're doing at nighttime. So just have a big old open mic thing and talk about this, that, and the other. So if you have some really great topics you want to bring to the table, please, yeah, feel free to do so. And the show coming up after this show is called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight, where we have the roundtable. Bring your topic. Just talk about it. Got some questions. We're also doing readings, too. So, therefore, thank you all for being here. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and give love where love is given. And we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow is free Saturday. Okay, free angel Saturday. Free angel reading Saturday. Thank you guys for being here. Join us tomorrow. We're also having another midnight show, too. So join us for that, too. And see you guys all later. Have a good one. Have a good
day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Chat-chat, and I'll see you. If you join me for the show, I'm trying to say here, if you're going to join me for the show, I will see you there. You got to go and get prepared for this. You guys have a great night. And hopefully we see you. I hope I see you guys in about two seconds.
Yeah.
I would, but my brother is on, so I need to talk to him. So if I get done soon enough, I'll jump on. If not, I'll see you all tomorrow.
All right. No problem, man. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
See you guys later. Bye-bye now. Thank you, Barbara.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye, Amy. Bye. Did you say you're coming to the midnight show?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Same number.
Same number. Same
okay.
Same bat. It's the same bat number, same bat channel.
Alrighty. All right, I'll call back in just a moment.
Alrighty.
All right.
Bye-bye
now.
Bye for now. See you guys later. Oh, I hit the wrong button. That would be good.